Blog Talk Radio.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudge Book will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudge Book. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Good evening, everyone. This is your lady, Miss Foxbody. Your host tonight is Tricky Ricky. If you would like your voice to be heard or have something to say, please press 1 and we will open your mic. Hello, Tricky Ricky. How are you this evening?
I'm good. How about yourself today?
I am awesome.
That's good. That's good. I was having some problems there with my phone. I had to hang up and call back a couple of times so I could get on to the show. But I'm here. And I'm glad that you're here, taking time out of your day today. I would like to thank everybody who has called in or that will call in for the day, for the show. I sent out a mass text message today with a topic of who's faking in the grudge game. That's primarily based on activity that's going on around here in the Maryland, Virginia area. So we are getting to that in here in a little bit. I'm going to go back to some stuff that took place last week and over the weekend. And at the top of my list is Mr. Running Bear ran the guy. Mr. Harris, I believe his name was, and put something bad on this man. I saw the video, and I don't know how old Running Bear is, but he sure chopped the tree down on this dude, put some space on him. So hopefully we can get Running Bear on, see what he had to say about this race. I know before last week on the GRF call talk show, he said that he had to get this race out the way, get it done and over with this guy. So he did it in very fine fashion, I must say. Also, for those who are interested in the class stuff that has taken place over the last 2 weeks, last Friday they had the X275 down at Burrs Creek, and the track record was set in X275 with a 465 at 165. And I did not write down the gentleman's name. It was Chad somebody. I forget. But in the shootout of the X275, they had Sean Strauss, if I'm saying his last name correctly, and Steve Montgomery. And Strauss won the shootout. And Chris Little won X275 over Justin Smith. Okay, Running Bear, I'll be right with you, Running Bear. Big Gene. Damn, Gene, you on here early. You must got something to get off your chest today. This weekend, we had the street car shootout at Cecil County. And I only did two classes. That was kind of a lot of stuff to write down, but you had a big tire class, and the number one qualifying big tire class was John Stroder, who went 445 at 162. And we had two local Warrior OPS guys up there racing in big tire class, who was James Houston and his blue Ford Falcon, and Fairlane, Ford Fairlane, I'm sorry, and Ralph Hardesty with his 67 Clean and Mean Pro Charge Machine, 72 Nova. Ralph won first round on the hole shot with a 079 light to a 115 and defeated his opponent, Ralph raced Joe Schroeder. Yeah, that's who Ralph raced Joe Schroeder in the first round and beat him. Ralph went a 457 and beat a 454 in the whole shot. James lost first round. And Ralph lived by the tree on the first round and died by the tree in the second round to Mitch George. Mitch had a 0.09 light to Ralph's 246. And he won that. He lost that race there. Then John Schroeder, who was the number one who was the number one qualifier, won the event with a 441 and 159. Then you had 10-5, Outlaw 10-5, who Mo Hall was number one qualified with a 417. I don't know if a lot of you guys on the line may know, but if you remember, his name was Nick Scavo or Nick Agostino, but some of them you may remember from like the Orlando tapes. He had a Camaro back in the day where he back out. He had an Impala also back in the day, but he's back out with a new Camaro, a nice looking car, and he made his debut with that car. Came all the way down from Canada to run the streetcar shootout at the Cecil, and he made it to the finals against Anthony DeSoma, and he lost to Anthony DeSoma. Anthony went a 435 and 171, Nick went 435 at 171, and Anthony DeSoma went a 420 at 179. So that was like the race stuff that went on. You got the Outlaw Drag Radio tomorrow night at MIR. Next Friday, MIR is holding a early bird test session for the Door Wars race from 10 to 5 at $100 per car. The track will be prepped the full quarter mile. This weekend at VMP, this is like a Lucas Oil race from what I was reading earlier today, but the event is Power in the Park at VMP. They'll be having the top alcohol, funny cars, and fuel cars, also with top fuel Harleys. That's this weekend, the 12th through the 14th at VMP. Ms. Foxbody, are you aware of the race that Grubbs Inc. has at Montgomery Motorsports Park in Alabama this month?
I am not.
Okay. I know Grubbs Inc. is having a race there, but on the schedule, it didn't show a date, so I didn't know if that was like this weekend or next weekend or what exact date. But
I will find that out.
Put that out there. Okay. And next weekend, like I said, after the Friday test session for the early bird special for the Door Wars, you got the qualifying and turn on for the Door Wars event at the MIR next weekend. That's going to be the 19th through the 21st, which is the fifth annual Door Wars event. And then what a lot of people are waiting for is May 4th. On the Battle on the Hill, the North, New Jersey, and New York, rest of the South, DMV, and North Carolina, South Carolina guys. So with that being said, that's all that's going on. I see the phone lines are lighting up. Oh, also, before I get off that, for all the people that I was telling about the 29-inch tire race that I was trying to get together, because of the weather being so up and down, I didn't want to try to do it right now. I have talked to Monster and waiting to hear back from him as to whether we could do the race on the 4th at Capitol. If not, I'm looking to do it on the 3rd at Capitol. So one way or the other, hopefully it'll be within that weekend of the 3rd or the 4th. So I'll keep everybody posted and contact those who said they was ready. And by then the weather should be good. My main concern is I don't want to hear anybody having any complaints about the weather or the track. You know, I want everything to be right. I want the track to be good and hooking, the weather right, everything, you know, so nobody has any gripes. I know that's a hard task and can't really make everybody happy, but, you know, first time out, I'm trying. So with that being said, we're going to go to the phone lines and take some calls. Again, the topic for the day is who faking in the Grills game in the DMV. So Ms. Foxbody, who do we have today?
Big Gene, your mic is on.
Tricky Ricky, what's happening?
How you doing, sir?
Not bad. This is Big Gene with the Horseman.
Yeah. As I said, you were on early, so you must got something on your chest you'd like to get off.
Yeah, I got some disturbing news today. You know, haters will be haters, but most of these fake-ass racers we got running around here that want to jump on the bandwagon, you know, today we had an episode, and I'm going to go ahead and throw it out there. We had somebody approach the Horseman on Facebook and want to call them name words outside their name and get, you know, racially nasty, just plain nasty, which is very uncalled for. But won't call nobody say it to their face about a race that we won't race. Now, I don't know how many of y'all out there know us and who don't, but I think you know we will race.
That much I can testify to. Now, I wasn't aware of that. I haven't been on y'all page today. So is that still up?
No, it got taken down. It got taken down because it was really ugly. But the gentleman that put it up there knows who he is. He's affiliated with Blue Magic. You know, the whole point of it was this. You know, Kenny had been from Florida to New Jersey racing last year and this year. So if he's looking for a race, it ain't hard. All he got to do is call into your show tonight or any other night. He can get whatever he's looking for.
Okay, let me try to sum that. Was this a Theodore, I think it was?
What's that name? I believe his name was Theodore, if I ain't mistaken.
Okay, yeah. He contacted me also, and as most that got the text message that I sent out today, I did. He contacted me on my Facebook page. He called me out. He called Ron Wade out and Fuji out, which most have seen the text message that I sent out. So, I'm glad that you said that. So most won't think that, you know, they delivering the message like.
Anybody can come up to you and call you out, but first of all, they got to have a few things. They got to own a car, and they got to be able to back up what they're putting on the table.
Well, the gentleman explained to me that not only is he affiliated with the Blue Magic crew, he has two cars of his own. So that's how we went. I did tell him about the show. I told him to call in. I let him know that I you know, sent the message out to for Fuji and Ron, and that somebody was going to contact him. So make sure he called into the show. Until we get through the phone line, I don't have his number. I did leave him my number, tell him to text me once he got on the show. But he did kind of say to me, you know, he was done getting on talk shows. He just wanted to lock in and make action.
Well, that's what I'm calling you for. I want him to lock in with his pocket can afford and stop running his mouth. Anybody can run a pair of lips.
Yeah. So we'll wait. I had to wait. You know, like I said, because I don't have his number, and see if he gets on the line. So if you can, just bear with me, and we'll, you know, throughout the night we'll go through the phone and see if he's there.
All right, Rick, I got you.
But I appreciate you bringing that up, like I said, because I ain't want nobody to think I was, you know, trying to run somebody up on something. So.
The way I understood it, a lot of people called out by that fellow, so I think it's something we need to get straight. But if he calls in, definitely address it.
Yeah, okay, no problem. So hold tight. Ms. Foxbody, who else do we have this evening?
Running Bear, your mic is on.
Hey, what's going on, Rick?
Hey, what's happening, young man?
I ain't doing laying back watching some TV.
Yeah, you laid back on that tree, didn't you?
Hey, man, they always told me don't ever sit at a tree.
Yeah, well, you didn't. God damn, you didn't, man. I swear to goodness. What? Why was it so imperative that you had to get that race off with that guy?
Well, the man... He started calling me back around December.
Okay.
And I didn't know who he was, but he said he was trying to get with me last year, and I still didn't know who he was. So I made a date when the agitators had their cookout at VMP. I wanted to meet him and see his car, and he could see mine, and see whether or not we could lock something in. So when we got to the fish fry, I saw his car. And I walked up to him. I said, so you're the guy that want to race me? He said, yeah. I said, well, we can do it. And that was all that was said. We locked it in that night. And I was getting a lot of phone calls about how fast this guy was and I need to test my car. And I said, well, my car going to do what it's going to do. And I'm going to do what I'm going to, you know, and either he going to beat me or I'm going to beat him. So... The date came, and I just wanted to get that one off my chest because, you know, I done heard so much about this guy's car, and as you can see, it didn't impress me too much.
Nah, whatever he said to you, it sure didn't live up to the hype.
Right.
It definitely did not live up to the hype. How bad did you beat him? I mean, because the video I saw, you had at least two to three cars right out the gate. That, I mean,
you,
within the first 100 feet.
Yeah, you saw that. That's about right. I had I don't know what kind of light he cut, but I cut a 024, and I took it from there. You know, and the video I saw is when I went through the trap, I was 3 to 4 car lengths in front of him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you got him up pretty good.
Yeah, he You know,
his car is
a big block, you know, on nitrous. Mine's a small block on nitrous. And he wanted to do it one stage to one stage, and I said, well, I ain't got but one stage, so we can do it, you know.
Oh.
And I did what I usually do when it comes to the tree. I don't set it a tree. Most of the time I'm going to cut a good light. Sometimes I'll red light, but you're not going to – when I'm racing somebody, you're not going to never see me cut anything under 035.
Yeah. Do you know the link where people can see that video?
It's on YouTube, and it's also on Facebook. You can go to YouTube, and I think you can put in first race of the year at VMP, and it should come up.
First race of the year at VMP on YouTube.
Yeah. You might have put in the first grudge race of the year at VMP. If not, anybody can you just go on my Facebook page and it should be it definitely on there.
Okay. Well, yeah, people check that out. First race of the year at VMP or first grudge race of the year at VMP. And check out that pass that Running Bear laid down on this guy. What kind of car was that, by the way?
My car or his?
No, the other guy.
He had a 90, I think it was a 91, 92, 93 Camaro. Big block car, back half. I think they said his engine was a 555 or something like that. And he had one stage of nitrous. And now... Mind you, he went out there and he stood that thing on the bumper in a test pass, man. Nah, I went out there when I made a pass. I put the tires away. But I don't know. The guys are talking, and I don't know what they think, man. The guy, I believe he wanted to run me again, but he wanted to run me a quarter mile. I'm like this, you know. I agreed to run him in that eighth mile because I got a small block, and I'm kind of leaning toward, you know, if he give me the back tire, I run him a whole quarter mile.
Right. Okay, I got you.
You know, and they claim that they had to turn the car down and all that stuff. And then, you know, but that's not my fault they had to turn the car down.
Yeah, they ain't got nothing to do with
it. Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, let me go on. We're trying to find this kid or guy and see if he want to lock in with the horseman. Kevin, what's that?
What's up, man? I just wanted to start here, Rick. I'm gonna mute my mic for a minute, and I'm gonna be right back. If you know, I'm on my way. I'm on my way in the section.
Okay. I barely heard you, but I heard you say you'd be right back in a minute. Well, all right.
Yeah. Give me 1 minute, man. I'm gonna put my phone on mute.
Okay. Go ahead and open Kenny, Ms. Foxbody.
Kenny, your mic is on. Kenny?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, what's happening?
What's up, Rick?
Not too much. How about yourself?
All right, we're getting ready to go in the garage and work on this car. Get ready for Orangeburg this weekend.
Okay, y'all down there.
Yeah, we got to go down there and battle Big Sexy again. The new and improved Big Sexy. So, yeah, I don't know how easy of a battle it's going to be. It's going to be a hard battle, but we're going to try.
I hear that. Now, did you also get whiffed of this stuff with the guy Theodore about wanting to race y'all or whatever?
I got it late. Gene called me late this evening and told me that a.k.a. Big Country, was on Facebook and saying all kinds of nasty things about us and about a short dog and all kinds of stuff. Man, I don't know if he done flipped his lid.
Hold pause for a second. So Theodore is Big Country?
I'm guessing. I don't know. I could be wrong on that now. I don't know. I just said that one somebody was – I don't even know. I mean, I don't know. I guess he was a friend of Pete's.
Okay. Yeah, he sent me a friend request. I didn't know him. But, you know, I tend to accept everybody just because mainly it's all, you know, affiliated with racing. So, but, yeah, like I just told Gene, he called me out. And he called, said he wanted to lock me in. And as I'm looking at his page, I'm looking at the car in the background. I'm like, that looked like a Blue Magic car. So, yeah, we got to go on.
Yeah, I don't think Markers don't talk a whole lot of trash, Rick. I don't know if it's just coming from country or what's going on, because we got on three-way this week with me, Pete, and Dean. And Dean likes to put a lot of races on there at Colonial Beach. He was trying to set up a match race down at Colonial Beach one time this weekend. In the near future, and was talking to country. And the country kind of said, well, told Dean and all them, well, Kenny's scared to race. He's scared to race us. He's dodging us. And so they got me on. They called me on the phone. I was at work. Got me on three-way. I said, well, I ain't never said I was scared to race him. I said, you know, I ain't a Blue Magic. I said they wanted the back tire last year at that shootout at the House of Hook. I talked to Marcus. He didn't want to run me head up. And then now, I guess they've made some good passes. They want to run head up now. So then I told Country I'd lock him in.
But
for Maryland on the 26th,
right. Yeah, 26.
And then he said, I told him we could do it the next latest night at VMP, but then he said a few choice cuss words and some other stuff and saying he wasn't scared and kind of talked his way around the lock-in. So I don't know. He might have, somebody, whoever that Theodore was, guy was, he bashed a whole lot of people. Somebody said he was bashing Todd Tuttle, Short Dog, everybody. So he might have flipped his lid today. Who knows?
Oh, okay. All right, well, hopefully he called in, and, you know, like I said, I talked to him and told him to call into the show, and he kind of stressed to me that he was done with the talk shows, and he just wanted to lock in and race somebody on May the 4th or the 26th in Maryland. You know, I thought I did a good job of telling him, you know, my show wasn't like everybody else's show, and, you know, you can get a word in ears-wise on the show. So just make sure you call in. He said okay. So I guess we just gonna have to sit. Excuse me. Sit back and see if you show call in.
Well, we shouldn't have a problem. Like I said, if they want just locking in, I'm just gonna kick back. I'm working on the car. I'm gonna put my phone on mute, and I'm gonna listen to the show.
Yeah. Now look, I did specify. Now if it's the same, well, obviously it's the same person, but I did specify to the dude after I recognized that was a Blue Magic car. In the background, you know, I told him, I said, man, shit, I can't run that car. I said, only person that up here that you probably could run would be, you know, Kenny Beecham. And after that, I never heard any more from him after that. So, like I said, I guess we'll sit back and wait and see.
We'll sit back and chill. Maybe somebody got a hold of his. They say it was on Facebook, so maybe somebody got a hold of his Facebook or something, and he got hacked or something. Somebody got pissed off at him, got hacked. I don't know. I heard it was some weird shit going on today, though.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we got a couple more callers, so we're gonna just sit back and wait to see if we can get him on the line. Right. Okay. Miss Foxfire, you can open Ricky Mike.
Ricky, your mic is on. Ricky, hello.
Hello.
Yo, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, Rick?
Not too much. What's going on?
Hey, Shake and Bake, man. What's going on?
Oh, what's up, Shake and Bake?
No, man, what's going on up Capitol, man? All these people talking shit and they don't want to race.
Well, that's the topic of the day. Who faking in the grill game? I mean, you know, I guess it's something major that's going around. I got called out on the message board yesterday by a guy. And he don't even have his car together, let alone I don't have my car together. But he said he wanted to make a call out.
Yeah, but to see you ain't calling nobody out because your car ain't ready. So why is anybody calling anybody out when their shit ain't even ready?
Well, that was the whole point. You know what I mean? You know, before, you know, when I done something like that, they were still told me to sit back and be quiet until you're ready. So I don't know if that's, as Pro Stock Joe would call it, a form of race stopping, basically to say you ain't trying to race, you know what I mean?
Or
what it is. I mean,
you know my buddy Donald with the Blue Nova, right? The street car?
Yeah.
Well, Boozer's been calling him out all winter. He's been to the track with the car, and Boozer don't want to run. He just talks shit all winter. Then you got Big George last weekend, want to race him in the quarter, and then Big George makes a pass, comes back, he wants to race him in the eighth. I mean, you know, I don't know what's up with these guys, man.
Oh, okay. Well, Well, that's good. Not good, but let's see if we can't get them on to defend themselves. I know I don't know if Boozy can get on. I know sometime he got to go to dialysis on Thursday, so he may text me to let me know he's listening. So I just wait for that. I know Big George said he'll call in, and matter of fact,
yeah. Well, I know Donald's in line too, so
okay. Miss Foxbody, have you come across Big George on the line yet?
Do you have the last four?
Huh?
You have that number for me.
Um,
No, I do not.
You got 5919 on?
202 area code?
301?
Give me the last four one more time.
It's 301-5919.
No, he's not. Yes, he is on.
Yeah, bring him on.
Call it 301-5919. Your mic is on.
Hey, Rick, it's Donald.
What's up?
What's up, man? No, I mean, I'm all new to this stuff, obviously. We all know that. I mean, I'm not a big grudge racer or whatever. But I got a car, and if someone wants to race, I'll race. Matter of fact, I raced a guy with a 79 Camaro a couple weeks ago. My first grudge race. Anyway, and I understand some stuff's happened to Boozer or whatever, and this happened in December. My phone rang about racing. Right, and I think this is the biggest thing that's going to hurt this whole grudge thing, is people want to race and then they want to back out of it. Don't run your mouth if you don't want to race. You know, don't talk, like the other guy said, talk in a race. I mean, you're going to call my phone, want to race my street car with a tubbed out race car, and I heard you got sick, so I completely understand, and I ask about you, you know what I mean?
Right.
And then a couple weeks ago, I hear, well, when he gets in the car, he said he's going to race you. Okay, no problem. Was in the car the next day. Don't want to race. Then the 2 weeks after that, is in the car. Wants a race, but let me make a pass first. Okay, makes a pass, then I don't see him. And then last Friday, now he's got nitrous and all this other shit around. Then he wants to race me. I mean, we're supposed to race motor to motor. My car is 400 pounds heavier than that car, hands down.
Right.
Just if you don't want to race, just get on there and say, listen, I don't want to race. But don't keep leading somebody on about racing, because that's gonna turn me off even wanting to race, because I don't want to hear about it. Just don't talk about
right.
it. Be about it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Now,
I mean, you can put it out there.
Were you saying that you saw him at the track the weekend?
I seen him a couple times. I leaned in his car and asked him about racing. I leaned in the car. You ready to race? Let me make his pass.
How recent, though? That's what I'm asking.
Like 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
I've seen him two or three weekends in a row.
I just sent him a message. I know he told me he was at a track the weekend, I think it was. This weekend just passed, or last weekend.
Yeah, he had nitrous on there. I'll give you the back tire to kick and all this other stuff. And then nothing ever happened about it. Bottom line is, we had a race, heads up, motor to motor. That light-ass car with a hood scoop, Lexan windows, slicks, all that versus my wind-up window, no hood scoop, drag radial street car. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well,
he
told me that.
I mean, this kind of stuff turns me off to this stuff, because I'm willing to go down and gamble a couple bucks. I mean, I'm not no $2,000 better or whatever, but I'm willing to gamble a couple dollars. But
right.
don't just. That shit, people ain't got time for that. That shit's aggravating. I mean, it's all fun. Or even like when Big George is supposed to race me. Came up to me wanting to race me. Wanting me to double the money versus 500 for 200 or something. And that's a Mustang with wheelie bars, slicks, nitrous systems versus my Nova, old raggedy-ass street car. And then we get up there and then wants to change to the eighth mile and do all this. I mean, just come on, man. That's all. I mean, it's not a big deal.
Let's see, Donald, if we can get some answers for you. I mean, because I don't have the answers.
Here's what brought me on the line, because then I hear that I was scared, which I don't know who said that. You know, talk's cheap, but I'll put it out there so anybody can hear it. I am not afraid to race Boozer's car, and I am not afraid to race Big George's car. And I talk for myself. You know what I'm saying?
Well, there you have it.
I mean, I really don't think that Big George would say I was scared. But I don't know how, you know how it comes back. That came back to me that I was scared to race. That's bullshit. I went right up to Big George and talked to him. So.
All right. Well, I was saying, Boozer did tell me that his fuel pump went out, so I don't know if that got anything to do with his delay.
I'll lend him a fuel pump.
I don't know anything about Big George.
He don't need but a Holly Black on that thing. That thing don't make enough power to need anything else.
right. Well, we're going to see if we can't get both of them on. Like I said, I just sent Booze a text message to see if he was on.
Look, here's how it's going to be. Don't talk me to death. Put your money up, and then let's race. Don't talk me about how you're going to do it. Put money talks and bullshit walks. I don't care if it's for $300. I'll race for $300, but put your $300 up, because if you don't show up, I'm taking it.
Well, this is a part of the game, Donald, that I guess because you're just getting into it, you're gonna have to, accept it somewhat. It's all in smack talk and shit talking, you know what I mean? Is it right when you're trying to get right to action? No, because the other man don't want to hear all that. He don't want to go through all that. But it is a part of the game, so.
Now, this has been going on for months, man. I mean, if that's the case, then, you know what I mean? I get off, you know what I mean? I'm done. But, I mean, hey, I couldn't do that. I couldn't ask somebody to race and then piss backwards 300 times.
Yeah, I got you. All right, well, we're going to cycle through the phone and see if they're on, and then maybe I can go at it one-on-one.
Well, ain't no going at it. My car's in the trailer. We can meet right now.
Well, let's see if they're on the line. Ms. Foxbody, who do we have next? Derek. What do you say?
Your mic is on. Big George.
You said?
Yeah, go ahead.
We got Donald on the line. Say you trying to do something, but you ain't ready.
Come on, man. That man, you know something? I didn't want to split that man. But that man, come on. He ran my man when they knew where my man was. So don't tell him don't get on no line. I told him I would run him because my car was just being put together. I said, man, I ain't never tried to flick like I'm a big gambler. I told him I'd run him, but I'd run him to the eighth. We both do what we got to do, and we go to the eighth because my car just put my car together, and I wasn't going to stretch it out until I got a broken good. I mean, he said he wanted to do it. He tell me where I get the motor from, how much I pay for a motor. That's irrelevant. If we're going to race,
hey,
we're going to race.
Hey, George. Hey, George. Wasn't I leaning in my car working on it? You pulled up in a blazer or whatever. You were in a passenger seat. And you said, listen, I don't want to race you, but everybody wants me to race you. So why don't we race? Isn't that what happened?
But listen, we are entertainers. I mean, that's what I've always tried to do that. But you come to me and you tell me you were supposed to race Bernie Piles.
You were supposed to race Bernie Piles or something, and that didn't happen. Right?
I'm listening to you. I mean, somebody called me and told me you was yapping about me. I mean, you know. When you said something, listen, man, I mean, come on, man, I've been good a long time, man. I know what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. This ain't nothing new to me. You know it, and everybody else know it. So that's not
exactly
stuff that ain't real. Don't talk about it, because I deal with you like a gentleman. I respect you and your father. I give y'all the utmost. I can ride. I never said y'all couldn't ride. But I'm going to run y'all pure spike because that's what the fans want to see. I ain't got a trainer, man. I don't care if you beat me. I don't care about that, man. You're not taking that from me. You're just actually racing me, and you know, either beat me pound for pound or I'll beat you. That's how it always been on me. So I'm getting on this phone on this talk show and making you like some of you come to me and there's a bunch of people standing around, and you pull me aside like a gentleman. I'll give you that. You say, well, I'll tell you where your motor comes from while you can't run me today. So I'm going to tell you something. Tell everything. Don't tell a little bit of stuff, man.
No, that's fine. I'll tell it all if you want me to. But what I'm saying is, we had a race. We had a race, and then you wanted to. Then you wanted to switch it up to the eighth mile. But you came to me. You came to me wanting to race. Right.
And I explained to you why I was going to. If I asked you,
You never said nothing about the eighth. You never said nothing to the eighth until I walked up to you and talked behind at the gate. And then the reason I said something about you on the line tonight, and you can ask anybody who's listening to it, because then it got back to me that you said that I was scared to run you. And I also said that I didn't think you said that.
Come on, listen, man. Listen, man. You know one thing, I'm 100, man. For real, I can't beat your car. I'm going to tell you that now. But I'm going to run you.
I will definitely run you, man. But I said, everybody down there, man, you said, and I told you, just like I'm getting ready to say it now, the value, the lesson, what I'm trying to say to everybody is, you spray your motor and you save gas, run to the eighth. That's what I said to you, man. I know I can't beat you, man. I told you that. I know that, you know that. But it's irrelevant because I'm a racer. I don't know what. If somebody say run Rick, and I would ask Rick, I told Rick straight to his face. Rick was just getting this show. I said, Rick, people want to see us run, you give me some, and me and you will eventually do it one time. Everybody I run, Rudolph Thomas. I told Rudolph Thomas, my whole day in the life is to run Rudolph Thomas one time. So, I mean, you know, I'm saying, I'm here to satisfy the crowd. The crowd come to see us race. That's what I do. This is what I do.
So you didn't say.
You know that. You know that. Everybody know that what I do, that's what I stand for. So,
okay, but
I said,
so
me,
but,
I'm trying to get my command together. Somebody called me and said, and I couldn't believe it. I don't know what you said, but that's going back and forth with what somebody else said. I'm getting as a fan that, you know, I told you I wanted to run you to the eighth, and I told you, like I'm saying, and I said to you,
you didn't say that. You didn't say that at the beginning. You said that after we were getting ready to race, right?
Okay, I'm done. So you listen. Let's be honest for 1 minute. 1 minute. Is your car faster than my car?
I hope so.
Come on, man. I'm sure. Be honest with yourself. You know what I know.
You got nitrous and all that.
Listen, don't make me take this conversation to make things worse as far as our graduates of capital. Now, I'm going to ask you again. Do you know your car faster than my car? Yes or no?
Let me interject right there. George, you can't ask a question like that because that's just not fair to say.
Rick, it's going to be necessary to say it because I'm going to explore something real funky what's going on. So give him an opportunity to know. And he may have told him this car is faster than my car. That's what I'm saying. I'm really ready to explore something else. I'm really ready to take it to another level. But not no violence. I'm just saying betray something that's going on that I really don't like. But I'm going to keep my mouth closed. But I'm asking him, man to man, honestly, can your car beat my car?
On the motor, yes. On the spray, I don't know.
I'm done with it. I'm done with it, man. And guess what? Guess what I'll do? If it don't rain tomorrow, I'll run you to a quarter. You do what you got to do, and I do what I got to do for the 300.
How much?
300.
How much? I didn't hear you.
300.
That's fine. You're on. Heads up, okay, motor to motor. I mean, heads up, my motor, your nitrous. Heads up, my motor, your nitrous system. Your slicks and wheelie bars and all that shit versus my.
I ain't got none of this. I'm taking all that shit off. That's all.
Well, George, like I said, if you listen,
what?
It got back to me that I was scared to race you. That's why I said what I said tonight on the radio, and I said that in preference to what I just said. Because I didn't think you would. If I had your number, I'd have called you personally. But it got back to me because my buddy with the blue Dakota the white Dakota raced a blue Mustang, and the blue Mustang told him that I was scared to race you.
Oh, but you ain't, come on. Have you ever even heard me do something like that?
No, but
well,
I didn't know.
He also said he didn't think you said it.
And I said that.
He also said that he didn't think Big George would say something like that. I mean, Big George is one of the most respectful grudge racers around, you know. Ain't nobody going to disrespect Big George.
Well, I mean, I would never do that. I appreciate who I was saying. But come on, man. I don't do stuff like that. I don't say somebody scared of me. I mean, because I'm the lowest joke on the telephone pole. I know this. I accepted that.
But George, the other thing is,
huh?
I don't know who told you that I knew how fast that black Camaro was. I had no clue how fast that black Camaro was. And if you look on Street Freaks, that whole race happened because somebody was supposed to show up, and they never showed up to race him. So I was talking to a guy that I talked to last year that told pretty much everything about my car, which was a friend of his. And I said, hey, I'll race you for, I had 100, $149 on me. That's all I had. I didn't come down there to race anybody or try to sucker anybody.
Well, I mean, like I said, I was just trying to start something. See, my whole thing is what I'm trying to do, man, is just try to get people to pull together and race. I don't care. I don't take sides on nobody. Nobody never say I play favoritism. If I just don't want people, I just don't want them. I mean, that's just how I am. But if people feel that we need to race, just coming to the track, paying any money to see girls racing, I work all week. I try to make the money. I lose, if I lose. It's not even a challenge to me.
Let me interject y'all right there real quick. Donald, Boozer has answered and said to me that his car is set up for spray. If you want to race, let's race tomorrow.
Well, he knows. See, whatever. That's. I'm not even wasting my breath on that.
What'd you say? I didn't hear that one.
I'm not even wasting my breath on that. He's set up for spray because we had an agreement to race on the motor. But so whatever, yeah. So I can't race Boozer. I can't race Boozer with his car with nitrous on it versus my motor car. I can't do that.
Okay.
But I will race him with something. But it'll be a few weeks. I'll race him with my father's car if you want.
All right.
You got that, Tricky Ricky?
Yeah. I'm sending that to him now.
And that's a big block on the motor.
Okay.
So,
who race is that, Rick?
That was Boozer. Boozer was wanting to run Donald also. But Donald said they agreed to do something motor for motor, and Boozer said his car set up for spray now, so that's the only way you can race him. Dirk, how you feel out there, Dirk?
So, Dirk? Hey, George.
Hold on, Don. Miss Foxbody, is Derek still on the line?
He is. Derek, your mic is open.
What's up, Rick? Hey, what's happening?
Man, I'm good, man. How's everybody doing?
So good so far.
Good. I heard the horseman on it talking about that one guy had put out the post. He sent me the same message as well, trying to lock in for some money for something.
Okay.
Do Theodore or whoever it was.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we waiting to get him on, so we cycling through the phone right now. Y'all about ready to go?
Camaro's nowhere near done, but we're going to come out and play with the truck until the Camaro gets done.
Okay. So y'all supposed to run somebody on the fourth, right, with the truck?
We ain't locked in with nobody that I thought of, but I'd like to run Jeff Somerville.
Okay. I know Moss out there lurking somewhere. Maybe they can get that locked in.
Yeah, I'd definitely be looking for Jeff because he's been running his mouth all year, talking this, talking that, don't want to do nothing.
Oh, okay. So would that be
the same thing
with
other
men?
Everybody's scared. What do you say?
I said, so I guess that would be another case of racist faking in the DMV, in the drug game.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. All right, well, let's see if we, Johnny, are you still there?
Johnny, you still there?
Hey, Rick.
What's that?
Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
It's Donald. Yeah, hey, I just want to get this. So it's clear through the radio waves here with me and George, right?
All right.
Tomorrow, weather permitting, we're racing, heads up, his nitrous system versus my motor, pro tree, whatever, quarter mile, right? Right, George?
Yeah, we do that.
What if it rains? Are we doing it next week, or is the race off, or how you want to do it? I want to get this out in the air.
No, we gonna work. They want to see it, and I'm gonna give you the race. I mean, ain't no problem. We gonna race. We gonna definitely race.
That's
if it rains tomorrow, we can't do
so,
it.
So what he's saying is, if it rains tomorrow, y'all gonna just
We still going to do it. We can save it for Lonnie T's race. I mean, or we can do it on Friday night. I mean, we going to race.
And it's heads up, right? I ain't giving nothing.
No, I'm going to run you right up. I'm going to run you right up to the quarter mile. I'm shooting and you all star. Pro tree.
What about lane choice? We need to get all this figured out, too, or what?
You can do that in the lane.
I ain't really worried about it. I mean, if you want to get lane choice, it don't make a difference. We can pick it as we get there. We can't come to conclusion what lane to get we flip for. Or we can just flip for the lane. Guess what? Since you're staying on motor, you get the lane choice. I'm not going to let lane choice.
I just, well, yeah, no, it ain't going to affect it either way, but I just wanted to get everything out in the open because, like I said, this show was about people not wanting to race, and like I said earlier, I didn't think you would say that I was scared to race you, so I figured the way to get it out there would definitely be on this talk show because I knew somebody would call up and say something. So,
well, I mean,
we got it out there.
I mean,
I don't know your number, George.
Okay, oh, but you, I mean...
This has been eating at me since last week.
But you got to realize, too, I mean, that's just grudge racing. I mean, they knew it was supposed to happen, and people want to see it. Like I'm saying, I know you're coming running. I'm not taking that from you, but I'm not afraid to run you.
And I'm not afraid to race you.
Okay, so, I mean, I'm going to run you. I asked you for a race. I mean, I know you're a car rider. I mean, I've trained you in your fall, talked to you in your all the time. I mean, you know, I understand how your father definitely don't like the junk talking and don't race. So, I mean, I respect it. He came to me and I have talked to him. So, I mean, I try to accommodate everybody on the whole surrounding, man. This is what I do. I try to set races up. I mean, I can get anybody to race me or I can get anybody to race for me. And I've been doing it the last 5 or 6 years. And like I say, you know, I give good clean grid racing. You know, I just try to stay in my boundary where it's not a blown-out race. I like everybody want to see a good grudge race, not no blown-out race. Or whatever. I think I could drive and beat you.
Let me cut both of y'all off. I know y'all can go on and on, but, I mean, it's the race pretty much set up between the two of y'all to take place tomorrow. Donald on motor, you on spray. Pro Tree, Donald get lane choice, quarter mile if it rains. You know, you do it next week, whatever. So, Donald, you cool. It's out in the open. Don't know where the money came from, but on your behalf, Donald, if you're going to get in the grudge game, you got to hear the shit that's being said, but pay majority of it, no fucking mind, until you get to the track and you do what you do. But for both of y'all, we got an outsider on the line that's supposed to come down here, and both of y'all have talked to him, and both of y'all, I think, want to set up races with him. So, Ms. Foxbody, can you open Long Island Slow Joe microphone?
Long Island Joe, your mic is open.
All right. How you doing? How's everything, Tickery?
All right. What's up, Long Island?
Not much. How's everything? Donald, who was the guy with the Nova?
Donald.
Yeah, right here, me.
Yeah, how you doing? How's everything? No, I got a couple guys that been calling me up today, and even if you want to get in touch with Monster or whoever, I know, like you say, you like to put back down up, and they like to, too, because then they got there, they know they're going to be doing something. I'll tell you who I just got. I got somebody, Street King, with his Monte Carlo. He wants to come out here with a small block in it. Full seat, no roll cage, everything. I got the Bud Light Coupe. He's got a Mustang with a standard degree Ford head motor in it. I got a Duster with a 340 in it. I mean, if you're fitting in anywhere in that ballpark where they are, they don't mind doing something. They've been dying to do something. They really like to try something. So,
okay. And here we go. This will be pretty simple. Is it a on motor?
All motor cars. Each one of those cars I'm talking about is motor cars.
And their actual cars are not like tube chassis race cars.
No. Listen, Okay, the Duster's a lease sprint car, which in, I don't know if he can run with you, but I'm just saying this. The Duster's a lease sprint car, street and track car. That's what they got there. Street King's car is a full bench seat Monte Carlo, nothing taken out of it, the big ones, not the SS, the regular Monte, that one. Bud Light Coupe is a Mustang with a standard degree Ford head. He's been asking for a run. They all want to lock in. Lance has got a Malibu, a 78 Malibu small block, straight head. He's looking to run. I mean, these guys, you know, if you fit their description, how they talk about, you know what I mean? Then, you know, if you want something a little wilder, you know, they do have, you know, like a Flexon motor and stuff like that. They're looking for a run also. They're looking to lock in.
No, I understand that. Yeah, and listen, the way I see it, if it weighs 3,300 pounds like mine does, and it's on a motor small block, I'll race them.
Okay, listen, I'm going to tell you something. That's the only thing I'm going to tell you about. Every last one of those guys don't believe in weight when they grudge run. And I'm going to tell you, that's what they're going to tell you from down south, anybody else. Grudge racing and class racing are two different things.
I understand that.
It's all steel, except for, I'll show you, all steel, except for the hood or the trunk. Now, that Monte Carlo, I can tell you, is way far heavier than your car. I can tell you that right now. I know that for a fact, but
I mean,
I'm not going to say that he would take that Monty and run you with that Monty. I'm just saying he's looking for something that anywhere in his category, they don't mind racing. And they don't mind locking in, like you're saying.
And just like me, I'll race as long as it's within my category. I'm not going to race a two-chassis race car.
All right. I can tell you, Bud Light Coupe's a 28-inch tall tire on the back. And you know, it's a standard degree Ford head motor. I can tell you that.
And I have a 295 drag radial.
Okay, I mean, but you know what I mean? I mean, if you're going to turn around, just how, like you're saying, 295 drag radial, they don't really care about that radial tire over here up north. But
and I don't care about
there,
it.
They got a difference.
I'm just telling
you
what I got.
I mean, how taller. But I'm going to tell
I'm
you what
I'm just
telling
it you what
is.
I got.
No, I understand I'm that, but I'm just going to tell you how it is. If you come with a straight head, they're not going to ask you what degree. They just want to know if you're a straight head. If you're not a straight head, then they know that you're going to have, you know, an SB2 or cannon valve. That's what they don't want to do. They ain't going to run
what
a straight
mean,
head against a cannon valve, you know, just like you would.
What do you mean a straight head? Like a 23 degree?
Yeah, 23 or something like that. Or anything straight head, they don't care. If you got an 18, as long as it's a straight head. But they're not going to turn around and run a car that comes with an SB2 or cannon valve against it or something like that. They won't do something like that. It's just like, you know, what I mean? It's going to be like a big chief versus a conventional head. Ain't nobody
no,
really going to do
so,
that.
But it's pretty simple. As long as I can look at theirs and they can look at mine, we'll do it.
Yeah. Well, all you got to do is just say, as long as you tell them that they come with straight to straight, they don't care. They'll let you look at theirs. They don't care.
Yeah, no, that's
but just
I mean,
don't come
yeah,
in there and tell them, you know, just don't come in there and tell them that you got a straight and you got a cannon. You know what I'm saying? That's the only
I
thing.
I'll tell you, I got an 18-degree headed small block.
Okay. All right. See now, but like Coop wouldn't run you, but we do have a Malibu that can run you heads up. And that's an 18. That's a straight head.
That sounds like a good
race. We have a Malibu, 10-inch tire, and stock suspension. You have stock suspension?
Yep, I got leaf springs.
That's no problem. You're in the ballpark. What you
that's
do
fine.
Is you get hold to what's his name tomorrow? Monster tomorrow. You can call me at lunchtime, and I'll make sure I get the guy on the phone. I can get the back down from him. Monster can get the back down from you. Rules are already set when you guys set it. Monster can be the back down, the deposit man, and that race will happen on the 4th, I promise you. If you want to do it that way, we can definitely run. That car is all steel.
I have no problem with
that.
I
can tell you is a fiberglass hood and a fiberglass trunk lid. That's it. Oh. All steel. And it's a 10-inch tire. And that race will happen. That's no ifs, ands, buts about it. I can tell you that.
Well, I'd really like to see the car. I mean, is that fair?
Sure, I can
because
send you
I mean
a picture
I don't know
don't
I don't know
me.
you don't know me, you know what I mean? I could be lying to you. I might have SB2. You
no,
don't
but
know.
listen, this is how it goes. Now Rick, correct me if I'm wrong. Once a deposit man says the rule, you have a cannon valve. If we already said we have to have straight head to straight head, if he pops in that thing and he comes with a cannon valve, he loses the deposit. You can't lie about when you're racing for grudge racing.
No, I understand
you turn
that.
Turn around, you come in there, and you said that you got it, and you're supposed to have that, and you come in with something different, that means you lose your deposit. That's how grudge games are supposed to be. My only thing is,
to make it fair, as far as my class for class, I want to look at the car and see if it's really light, how light it is. That's all. I think that's fair.
Well, I can send you a picture. It don't matter. Either way, I can tell you it's all
yeah,
field.
But I mean,
for,
I
want to
see
know.
The car.
So,
I'm not afraid to race.
You want to check out each other's car. Basically, that's what y'all are saying.
Isn't that fair, Rick?
Yeah, I mean, it is. I mean,
I'm going to tell you that's how you just said with grudge racing. Like, I never saw Calvin's car before, and he never saw my car before. And we already were talking about it. We were going to do it. And what happened, it came and rained one day the first time, so we never got to do anything. But we were already locked in to do it. And just so happened, I happened to be at the town that day, and then we ended up racing. And that's how I went. It was just went so smooth, it was ridiculous. You know, it was good. No problems. And then Calvin said he wanted to race again. And that was how, we was having fun about it. I mean,
I
you know what?
That,
I hate to say it,
that,
but some of the guys think, you know, I'm going
to
tell you that, honestly, tell you the truth, a lot of guys take it to heart on grudge game. I can turn around, race you for money today, and still be your friend. It don't matter. You know, it's just like us playing cards. You come over my house, I might win the money this week. You might win the money next week. But we still friends. But when you start taking it to heart, you know, you ain't a grudge racer. A grudge racer turns around. A grudge racer is out there gambling, having fun. It's all about having fun.
You,
if I wasn't having fun, I wouldn't be doing it now. And that's
and
how
I
go.
Listen, and I fully understand that, and I am new to this, and I honestly – I take things really to heart. Anybody that knows me would know that. But, I mean, I'm trying to get a little better anyway. But I have no problem racing, but I need to look at the car first. I'm being with you and just telling you that. That's all.
Okay.
I'm
just going to put it out there, Rick. I'm just telling you right now. I have a Magnum, a Dodge Magnum wagon that wants to come all the way up here. He says he's looking to run any new car. Long as it ain't those foreign cars, but anything new, Chevy, Camaros, anything like that, they run 2,000 and better. They don't mind racing. They want to lock in something, a Dodge Magnum, brand new Dodge Magnum. And they want to run. And they've been dying to
do it. I might know somebody run that. Got another Dodge. He got a Magnum, too. I might know somebody run him. I call him
off. Is that the purple car?
I'm not getting touch him off. This is Big George. Yeah, I know somebody got the same car.
No, I said, is that the purple car?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's willing to do it. He wants to come all the way up here. I've been getting phone calls. I've been getting phone calls like crazy. And they all told me, you're going
to
have everything going? I said, yeah, no problem. I said, we're going to have stuff coming. He said, don't worry about it. He said, whatever, I support you. I'm coming. I want to turn around and do something. So basically, I'm just trying to get a couple of them out. I called them all,
and I get in touch with Monster Rick. And I'm quite sure they're locked in. Both on the same car, one wagon and one a regular body. So I get on stuff tomorrow.
That sounds good.
This big
that sounds good.
This big good.
Okay. All right. That's me. Okay.
But I don't want to shut my race
that's
up.
That's Big George,
wanna,
right? You say Big George?
Yeah. It's Big.
Okay.
You tell Bebe. Bebe know who I am.
I heard you.
Tell him I
want
to get his ass 10.
Put this in his face.
Didn't he get you last time?
He got me with Camaro. I think I ran somebody in his clique. Yeah, he ran my Camaro.
He told me about it.
It was my first met, baby. About 6-7 years ago.
Yep, he told me about that. He was telling me about it before. I was like, oh, man.
Really? You tell baby, Big George said he got a class with Big George on the floor. I would definitely run him on the floor.
You gonna run him on the floor?
Yeah, I'll run him on the floor. Yeah.
Okay. Now that's what it's all about, because you met him 7 years ago, y'all did something, and now all of a sudden y'all meeting again and he's doing it again. That's a great thing.
Like
having
said,
fun.
You know something, Joe? Me and Baby, after we ran, he showed me that I was with Charlie. He was calling me. I mean, we got out of touch with each other. We just talk to each other like every week, man. You know, he won.
Oh, yeah.
He laughed. He touched me. All that touch him out. And we talked about 2 years, man. But like you said, man, if you can't get in this game, you might as well get an attitude about it.
Yeah, you do. You got you got a lot of people that just get an attitude. Ooh. They get hard feelings. But
right.
Hey, you're gonna win some, you're gonna lose some. I won some,
yeah.
And I lost some.
Yeah.
Hey, the dude, baby, y'all talking about? Ain't that the guy that was on last week from Extreme?
Yep, he'll be there. He's running the truck.
That's him.
He'll be there.
Where the hell is he at today?
That's him. Rick, he'll be on later on today.
Oh,
they'll be on later on today. They'll be on the phone.
Yeah, have you talked to Monster today, Joe?
Yeah, he'll be on. He'll be on later on today. I just talked to him. Steph will be on a little bit later on, too, because Steph was saying something. Because I'm going to tell you something. If everything works out, you're going to see a couple other cars. I'm telling you right now, people that ain't raced in years is coming on May 4th. I got Money Green trying to get right now just to be there. And he's going to be landing with a Malibu, and he's looking to run a stock suspension car.
Can everybody hear me?
Hey, what are you doing? Long
hours.
Yeah.
Hold on, George. Go ahead,
run the bed. Oh, I'm here screaming for the last 30 minutes. I just want to wave my hand at Big George over there and Long Island Joe.
Hey, what's up, Ronnie Bear?
How you doing,
going on? We're gonna be up there on the 4th too. So don't fill your pockets up too much and get too many races for that day, cause we're coming up there. We're gonna knock Long Island Joe down. We're gonna get you too.
We are going to be on the 4th. We are going to be on the 4th. We are going to be on the 4th.
We're on the 4th.
Look, hey, running there. Listen, I don't want you to be running. I just don't want you running out the gate when we get there.
Hey, look, my man with the 18-degree Nova, that sounds like a race for me. What do you think, Tricky Ricky?
I don't recall Donald saying what kind of heads he had. He just said he had a small block.
No, he said 18. He said it on there.
Oh, yeah.
Donald said 18.
Yeah.
Hey,
Rick,
can you hear me?
If you want to do something motor to motor, then I guess so. What's up, Kevin? Go ahead, Kevin. Kevin.
Yeah, hey, Rick, where y'all going to be on the 4th? Where y'all going to be on the 4th? May 4th?
That's
Capitol.
That's at Capitol Raceway.
Okay.
I just talked Monster up. Miss Fox, can you open Monster Mike? And while you're doing that, Lewis, what's up, Lewis?
What's up, bro, man?
Not too much, man. I'm trying to find out what's going on around here.
I hear you. Hey, Long Island Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, look, I'm gonna come straight to you. Come straight to the point. But I got a big tire, big block, sheet metal intake, 2.4s, big chief head, 2,800 pounds. 2,815 with me in an old motor. If you can find somebody running.
You got old motor?
Yeah, old motor.
Is it a chassis car?
Yeah, chassis car, big tire car. I'll tell you anything you want to know about the car. It's a big block, got sheet metal intake, 2.4s, big chief heads, it's silver, got black stripes, black wheels on the front, black bead locks on the back.
Okay, What kind of Camaro? Or?
Yeah, it's a 2001 Camaro.
You know what? I'm going to get in touch with you. I'm going to talk to. I don't know if you know him or not. You know Tiptoe?
Tiptoe?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got that supposed to have a Camaro or something?
Nah, he got a new car now.
Oh, that's
fine.
Young
motor.
That's fine. I mean it. Yeah,
two carburetors, sheet metal, all motor.
Exactly what I.
Okay, so what I do is I get in touch with them because I know that everybody's trying to get their cars right.
Right.
And I can tell you right now, I mean, I would never think that many people. I mean, Monster can tell you how bad it was called because I would call him up and let him threaten every
right.
time. I said I just got a phone call today. I said, the man said he's coming out, and here he is on the phone. He had talked to him. Martha couldn't believe it. I said, everybody's been calling me. And now that I turned around, I talked to the guys in South Carolina, Street King and me go back a long way. We raced, and he beat me, and I actually turned around. We still talk. But he turned around, and he said, hey, guess what? I'm coming to support you. I'm coming. And I got this, this, and that. And they all bringing their cars. So... I mean, my little son is actually, I just bought it. I had to go buy him a car. And
Long Island.
Just so he can race this week.
Long Island Joe.
Yep.
Hey, didn't you say you was bringing about 100 cars?
I'm telling you. All I can tell you is you wait till you see it.
Hey, man. And we're going to Cabo. Is Cabo going? Okay, you bring 100. It's going to be 100 from up that way. And then we're going to bring about 300. Is it going to have enough room?
I hope so. I was telling the boy the other day, we might have to make a two-day event. They doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't believe how many people want to bring in cars. People coming out that ain't raced in 5 years coming. I can't believe it. Everybody's been calling me up.
Yeah,
they dying to get on there. Hey, how you doing, Monster?
What's up, Rick? Big George? Donald still on the phone? Hey, Running Bear.
Yes, sir.
Danny, every time I turn around, somebody want to slap Joe down. Do you hear me?
Look, I'm bringing enough ammunition with me, so don't reach that hand out. I might get chopped off.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. I was just telling him about it.
Taillight.
Huh?
Hey, we also got Sean on the line. Sean, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Trigger Ricky? How's everything going? What's up, Joe?
Good.
Hey, what's going on,
Sean?
Y'all doing good?
Yeah, yeah. Got your buddy over in the garage working on the car for you for this weekend.
Who that, Kenny B?
Yeah.
He's going to have to do a lot of hard work, man, I'm telling you. He's going to have the hardest fight of his life this weekend. He's trying to fight to stay alive.
Kenny, put them tools down for a minute and get on here with Sean now.
Hey, Sean.
What's up, Kenny B?
Y'all said that last time in Dalton, but I got lucky that day, too. You know, the sun might shine on my ass this Saturday night. You never know.
Your luck is run out.
Hey, look, if y'all get lucky enough to get by it, then I'm coming back.
Oh, I know.
But this won't be the last time.
To make sure he don't go to work tomorrow, and today was his last day at work, so he can get some rest, make sure he get on that treat.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'm going to be sleeping at 8 o'clock tomorrow night, and I'm going to be sleeping in the truck all the way to Orangeburg. So I'll be fresh and ready to go.
I'll be in Paisley, but I'll be calling you tomorrow night to keep you up.
I'll cut all my phones off.
Oh, man. So you ready to go for Saturday, huh?
Hey, Rick, I'm here. Hey, Mom.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm here, go ahead, George.
Oh, he's trying to get on.
Hey, Mom, what's going on for the 13th? Is that canceled or what? Yeah, we postponed the day. If you take a look at the book, Colonial Beast just widened the racetrack on both sides. No more grass over there, George.
Okay.
Yeah, they postponed it.
All right. Y'all got the due date for it? Yeah.
No, we don't have to make up. We got to meet with Colonial Beast Lockers, and then as soon as he knows, then I'll start sending out texts and calling everybody.
Okay.
Yeah, they took the ass all the way over to the guardrails now, so should be got a little bit more from the world in case, because, you know, these boys got these big now, and when they start turning them systems on them things, go any and everywhere. You hear me?
Right.
Hey, who was that was just calling me there a minute ago?
Hey, Hollywood's trying to get in there and talk to you. He's
410-1230. 410 what? 1230. All right, Ms. Foxwell, you see that
410-1230? Oh, that's God.
Did I say that right?
230, your mic is on.
Okay. Hollywood. Hey, Hollywood. Okay. Well, I guess leave his mic open when he gets through, So, Big Sexy and Kenny, what did you call your car again?
The name of my car is Rick, Pete named the name the Enforcer.
Enforcer, there you go.
Who's that?
Hey, Tricky Ricky, we got nerd about this Enforcer stuff on Monday.
Oh, hey, Monster, did you got anything to tell me about the race on the fork or not?
Say it again.
Yeah, then you have to make it for me as to whether we can do the race on the fourth or not.
I couldn't hear you, Rick. Somebody got bad background.
It might be me, my man, sitting right here playing the video game. I said, did you get any information for me as to whether we can do the race on the 4th or not?
The
29 is tie race.
What is it
down to? Which one? The 29 is tie race that I was doing, they were trying to do the capital. Did you get any information for me as to whether we can do it at the race on the 4th?
Let me ask Larry about it tomorrow morning, and I'll call you tomorrow at the barbershop, all right?
Okay.
How many calls do you think you'll have in it, Rick?
At least 12.
Okay. Yeah, let me talk to him and see what he says. And I got to talk to Joe, too. Joe on the line?
Yep, there.
Yeah. So, yeah, let me talk to them, see if we'll have enough time. So.
All right.
What kind of
29 is
all the time?
George, I can barely hear what you're saying.
I say the race you want to get, that's kind of slip on me.
Basic rules, 29, 10, 5, W or smaller. Big blocks, nitrous, any suspension, any weight, and that's basically about it.
Oh, okay.
As far as the rules go.
So it's kind of like run with your bronc, as long as you attain 29, 10, 5, W.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, man, I mean, if you got a small block or you on a smaller tire, and you still want to get in, you're more than welcome. I don't want nobody complaining about they got paired with a 29 inch tire car and they got 28s or something like that. You know,
so, how much is the buy in, Rick?
Huh?
How much is the buy in?
It'll be a free entry fee with about about $1,000 to win.
What's the field called? Field?
How many
fields is it? What's the field?
It'll be an all-run field.
It'll be a mini college, possibly get in.
Yeah, just the winner take all.
Okay.
It won't be any paybacks throughout the rounds. It's just winner take all.
Okay.
Hey, Long Island Joe.
Yeah.
Hey, you go ahead and give him a tiptoe and see what he says, and you can get my number from Tricky Rick. I don't know if my uncle got it.
Okay. What's your name now?
Lewis.
Lewis? Okay.
You can text Tricky Rick, and he can give you my number, and you can call me, and go to school.
Now, you go quarter mile or 8 mile?
Either one. It don't make no difference.
Is
Joe coming down out there, Joe? I let him figure out what he wants to do. It don't matter to me. I just want to race, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah. No, this will be perfect because he's definitely a motor car, and he really couldn't get too many motor cars to race anyhow, so he would love to do this. To let it run.
I don't know if my uncle got my number or not, but
Texas,
you can have him call me whenever.
Okay, sounds good. I'll make sure. I'm going to get in touch with him right away. I'm going to talk to Tiptoe. Matter of fact, I'm going to try to get hold of him tonight. When Steph get on, I'll make Steph call up right away.
Okay. I know Seth told me he was gonna call in.
We got Devin on the phone. From Vaughn, obviously, you know.
Hey Joe.
Yeah.
Hey Joe, get my number from Rick and get a better bad time to call me.
Get your number from you from Rick Tricky Ricky.
You got a pen near you?
Yeah, I got a pen.
It's 202.
Okay.
718.
Okay.
7381. 7381. Yeah, have baby
calling. Okay, I definitely will, cause I know he definitely would be love to do something.
Oh yeah.
And I know they bring it. Look, that ain't the only car they bring. So,
yeah, they got a couple down there.
They done turn around and call me up. They done said, we've got a couple more cars we coming with.
Every day
somebody is telling me they want to come. So, and they looking something to do. So, like I said, I want to put it out there, you know. I mean, I definitely got this, like the kid with the duster, he can't fit in to save his life. He's been trying to find somebody somewhere towards him that run on motor. And he's a 340. He'll open the hood, the whole thing. I think he's still got
his
tail pipe come out the rear, release spring.
Is that the guy that came in here and run Top Gun?
Huh?
Is that the guy that run Top Gun?
No, he don't run Top Gun or nothing.
No. The guy from Merlin named Top Gun. Is that the guy that raced him that y'all run down the last time?
No. This guy ain't never been out. This guy ain't been racing in at least 5 or 6. He raced Crunch years ago. That's how long ago he raced. He raced about 6 years ago. Now all of a sudden he's coming back. But he want to take his dust out and play around. Six years ago. You go on the website and look at that racing, too.
Joe, do you know Kevin? Oh, hold up. Joe, do you know Kevin?
Kevin?
Yeah.
He got
a Malibu from up in New York.
Oh, Kevin Hunt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know Kevin Hunt. Why, you looking to do something with him?
Nah, I've been hearing that him and Pee-wee got, I mean, not Pee-wee, him and Peanut got this feud going back and forth, and now Peanut don't want to race him. He told him go find somebody else to race or some crap. But I'm starting to see that Peanut is all talk.
Well, I can't say that against Peanut like that, because I've seen Peanut go out there and on a numerous occasion. His dad is a good man, too. He likes to race a lot, too. So, I mean, I've seen Peanut go out there for $19,000 against Ronnie Sidus and the Echo. So, I'm not going to call him a race that he ain't going to race. He will race.
Was that against a black car? Trans Am or Firebird or something?
You got it. That was $19,000 apiece.
Okay, I thought that was Kevin Carr.
Kevin Hunt was the Firebird. Peanut was the 69.
Right. So you said the race you just said Peanut ran for $19,000. That was against a black. That wasn't
Firebird.
Against Kevin
Hunt. He lost. He ran though. He lost, but I can tell you right now, he ran. He went out there. So I can't never say that man ain't no racer now. I mean, there's sometimes, you know what I mean, maybe this guy got too much for him right now. He don't think he can go with him, so that's the only thing I can think of.
Well, I got
I know
much
Peanut
for him.
Will
go,
go out there.
Either.
I know Peanut will go out there.
Well, I hope he's right.
I hate to say it, I don't want to call no promoter name out, but I've seen promoters say engage, engage, engage. But sometimes you can't engage. If this man got you covered by four tents, ain't no need going out there. Ain't nobody giving
say,
that money up.
Sometimes you can't
you.
Engage.
Yeah, but they still want to see you engage. Look, I'll put my money out there, and I think I'm four tents slower. Ain't no way in the world. I'm going to give you the back down and walk away.
Yeah, I know that. I know that's right. I went through the same thing with Baldy when they came up with him early. I knew I couldn't run Baldy head up, so I told him he had to give me something. But no, I was being a far and this and this and that.
Yeah, if you think you can, if you know that man, I'll come with you. You'd be a fool to go out there and give up that money. But look, if I'm going to race for $3,000 or $2,500, and I'm going to back down $300, I'm going to go the right way. I'm going to give you that $300 because I ain't going to be out there to give up money. I mean, I know the crowd might want to see that, but you know what? If you ain't coming down on the money to make me take a chance, I ain't going to do it. I mean, I'll tell you right now, George, I got to give him credit. He say he ain't nowhere in credit. He ain't supposed to be able to beat this guy, and he's going to still run him. You got to give that man credit. I ain't going to lie. Because he can say all he want to say. He call me scared, whatever it is. If I think I can't run with you, I can't run with you. I ain't going to lie. But if I think I can and you think I can, then that's what makes a good race. That's a grudge race.
Hey, Joe,
I can win and you think you can win, that's a grudge run. That's how I look at it. But when that man, ain't nobody want no chase.
Somebody
want to
call you, Joe. Somebody calling you. Who is that?
This is George. I just believe I can outdrive him. That's all.
Oh, you think you outdrive him?
Well, yeah, I got confidence in my driving. I mean, sometimes you can be overconfident. I mean, really like anything. So, I mean, he got to be on his P's and Q's, so it don't really bother me. Like I say, the money, $300 ain't no money. That's the money. Don't give me that. I don't have it like that. But me, myself, I don't like running. I'm not going to spend those 2 or 3 hours trying to figure out what somebody runs or what I can beat them. I I'm coming from the streets. If I believe my car right, I'm going to try you. That's it.
Okay.
I'm
going to tell you something. Both of my sons, I ended up getting them a little pickup truck. And they kept asking, well, when we going to be able to go? So I said, you know what? We went out. We looked at a little truck for sale. I picked it up, little pump gas truck. So as soon as he got home, he was getting threatened by this one guy around the corner. Now, the man, he just as old as me, but he said, I'm going to catch y'all right away before y'all get to the car. Now, I didn't even get involved in it. But he wanted to race him right off the trailer. Monster know the deal. They locked in and everything. And they call him Dude Dirty. He got a mopar. So basically, he came over here, marked the motor, made sure there ain't nothing changed, stuck that little 700 carburetor on it, the whole bit. Well, they locked in. My son ain't never been down the racetrack. I said, y'all gonna do it? He said, yeah, we doing it, Dad. He said, we gonna wait till May 4th. We going out there. They both turned around. They decided to lock in. So they racing. They gonna do it. I said, well, I said, just don't bet what you can afford. Don't bet too far. So that's the deal. They're not gonna stop. They gonna learn this way, one way or another.
Hey, man, can you hear me?
Hey, look, we got Devon and Cuppy on the line. Devon, you there?
Yeah. Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that we got more of them damn little Long Island Joes running around the track, y'all?
Well, we're going to see how they run around after they win. they already said it was going to sing that song Peanut Butter and Jelly Time to them.
Is Devon there?
What?
Devon, if I'm saying it right.
Devon's call has dropped.
Okay, can you hear?
Okay, mic's on.
Cubby, what's going on, Rick? What's up, Sam?
Ain't too much. No, I was just sitting back listening. I just got on. I couldn't get through it first.
Yeah, I'm told it was full.
Yeah.
But you got anybody in mind that's been a fake grudge race in the area?
I don't know, man.
Huh? I said, don't get quiet now, man.
I ain't calling nobody out.
Miss Foxy, can you? Is Donald's mic still open? I think you want to say something.
You said Donald?
Yes.
Who was that breathing hard like that?
Come on, sleep. Come on, fella, sleep.
Big George, you better wake up.
Man, I ain't sleep.
Hey, Running Bear, how should you say Running Bear? Hey, you can't sleep. You gotta be wide awake for Friday night.
That's right. He gotta get his shit together.
Yeah.
Whoever it was, they woke up.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, I heard that George said to have a better light or something than me.
Who?
Huh?
George, you said you got a better light than Dom?
He said he's going to outdrive you, he says. He think he can outdrive you on that race.
Oh, I didn't know if you want to put a couple extra dollars on the light.
Uh-oh.
George went to sleep again.
I want to put a, I want on that race when y'all get ready to run. I'm gonna put $50. I'm gonna say George gonna beat you in the light because he feel confident. Fair enough.
That's fine. Well, I mean, we're gonna race tomorrow, so you gonna be there?
I'm not even gonna be there, but I'll send it there. Well, either way, it don't matter. I say George gonna put you on the light.
Jordan know he's going to beat him at the treat.
Huh?
Jordan know he's going to beat him at the treat.
Okay.
He's going to be so overcome. I'm going to tell you first, some of these dudes down here, man. They so overcharged when they come to run me.
Huh?
But, man, they don't know what I'm doing. They think they know what I'm doing. They don't know what I'm doing.
Hey, George.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all about the smack talk and the – and the shit talking and all that. So I'm trying to get into this, a little bit of the shit talking and the smack talk.
Hey, George, the whole smack talking
and shit talking, I can understand that and I can go with that. But to me, being a man, once you lock in on a race, George, can I finish, please? George, can I finish?
Hey, hold on, both of y'all, before you finish. Hold on, who is that breathing like that on the phone, man?
I don't know, boy.
It ain't me.
It's me. Whoever it is, can you just mute your phone so we don't have to hear you breathing like that? Like you stalking
somebody? Somebody getting excited. Sound like an obscene phone call.
Yeah. Go ahead, Dom.
All right. No, hey, you know, like this
Donald.
Whole show is about people who,
Donald.
Who, yeah,
Donald.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, I'm listening.
No, you know how this whole show is about people. You know, the topic of this was people backing down and racing and all that. So, I mean, I understand the whole smack talking. Hey, I'm gonna bust your ass. I'm gonna do all this, but. My only thing is, once you agree to something, then don't back out of that. That's all.
Hey, I don't know what your name is. I've been listening to you talk for a while, and you said that you are new to the grudge game. I'll tell you something, you better get used to that. It's going to happen.
That's not how I was brought up. That's all. I mean, if I'm gonna race you, I'm gonna race you. I mean, that's all to it.
I know about
you. Are you going to be there on the 4th?
When it comes to grudge
racing. Didn't I tell you I'll be there on the 4th?
Okay, no, I'm just making sure now.
Yeah, what I'm talking about is, like if you got somebody that lives right around you, then they call you up, they know your car, they've seen it for years, they've seen it at car shows, and then they ask to race you, and then they back out of it. That's to me don't make no sense. But whatever. It is what it is. Tomorrow night we'll race.
George.
Hey, George, a race.
George.
And, hey, George, I told Tricky to give you my number. Tricky Reed to give you my number, so.
George.
Hey, Donald. Hey, Donald.
Yeah.
Somebody in the background called him, George. Who is that?
Oh, I don't know. It ain't me.
Hey, Donald.
Yeah.
If none of that makes no sense to you, best thing I can tell you to do, man, is get out of the game while you can, because You had a man call you all winter long, wanted to race you, and now you say you can understand the smack talk, this, that, and other. But a little while ago, you couldn't understand why this man called you all through the winter. That's people getting gas off their chest through the winter because there's nothing else to do. They're going to talk shit to you all winter long,
all night long, this, that, and other. But then when it comes time to race, they fight back out. And, hey, but that's the name of the game there.
But don't,
I understand that, but it's funny. If you look at my car and you look at that car, you would think there's no way I got any chance against that car. Donald!
Hey,
what?
Donald.
Yeah.
Too far, brother. Listen, don't go too far. Just relax. Listen, Donald run anybody.
They was making
George will run anybody. And the thing is, when you're going to put the money up, post the money. Post the money. This way you back out, you take the
they
money and run.
Hands, dude. That's
now,
it,
like, the man
right
there know what he's talking about.
Food, we got to put
that'll break
on.
All that shit up.
Yes, sir. Don't worry about the one that run their mouth. You get that money. If the punk out money, if they don't put
that's
up
right.
No punk out money, don't take them serious.
That's right. Donald got the most. Really, who is that? Can you mute your phone? Whoever that is, can you mute your phone? Hollywood.
Yo.
Where you been hiding at, man?
I'm just sitting back relaxing, brother. I'm just taking pictures.
I hear you. What's going on? You trying to school him a little bit on how the game goes?
I'm just sitting back watching. You know what? It's like a kid. When he goes too far, you got to yank him by his shirt and bring him back in.
I got you.
Donald's like, Donald ain't going nowhere. Listen, Donald run anybody. You run the race, Donald run. Donald ain't going back out. George ain't going back out. The good guys ain't going to back out. The big mouse will want to back out. They just want to get a little
thrill.
Where
you get this
So
is it safe to say that we got a $50 bet that I believe Big Joe is going to dive out the lights on you?
I think
yeah,
that's $50
fine. Bet. It's a bet? Okay.
So we're going to take it from George, and George's going to have to get it from you.
He'll pay
you
care,
what did you say, Hollywood?
What happened now?
George, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, Hollywood?
Man, just sitting back relaxing, just checking everybody out. You know, we don't come out to the
game. You want to play the game, right?
You know, I got to step in with my homeboys. I got to make sure everybody's playing the game, right?
Oh, yeah. That's how the game plays.
I don't know why anybody's going to sweat you, George. You run anybody.
Yeah, well, I mean, I, like I said, I love racing. I love the challenge. You can't win them all, and you definitely ain't going to lose them all.
I only take one mistake, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. Hey, when I get this win tomorrow, champ, I'm going on to celebrate, man. We going to the Blue Dolphin, man.
Hey George.
Yeah.
Hey, in all honesty, if a Mustang with wheelie bars and slicks and with an electric system can't beat my Nova, then something's wrong.
What?
I said honestly, a small block and a Mustang with an electric system, if it can't beat my Nova, something's wrong.
Hey, man, ain't no, I mean, everybody build a car. I mean,
you
like
can't
I told you all before.
Hey, you know
where
I look at that? Hey, you know where I look at that? It's like show and tell. You can tell me what you got, but show me.
I take my kids to the snowball stand in my
look,
car.
Listen, the only thing the difference in the two cars is one's a nicer and one's a light, and your car's a heavier car. Your car's a heavier car.
Money.
Donald,
Hello?
Steve.
Steve.
Yeah.
You gotta
throw the balls up.
Don't kick the ball.
Hey, Donald.
Yes, what's up?
I'm gonna make a joke on Big George. You ain't got but one problem. If Big George get out on you, somewhere around the 8th mile, keep your eyes because it might be one of them little cones coming on your lane.
Well, he loses.
So that all depends on if he's ahead of you or behind you.
Yeah, see, Big Jordan on to knock a cone down there.
He knocks the cone down, he loses. That's cross center line. It's done. Damn.
Wait a minute. I got to jump on George's fence now. Grudge racing, anything goes.
Yeah, well, I don't think
care
so.
I mean, lanes you got to take. As long as you beat that race, that's a race. That's a grudge race.
Hey, George, you in the clear then.
I've been in cornfields.
You better put some more hair gel in your hair, Mike. You're hallucinating.
Now, listen to me. That's bracket racing. And grudge racing is who gets across that finish line.
You
better arrange that before the race. You gotta let them know before the race what the deal is.
Well, here's the deal: you cross center line, you lose. That's racing, period. Anybody knows that.
That's grudge racing. That's not grudge racing, boss.
This ain't your race.
So basically what y'all saying is you're going by track rules.
Who said that ain't grudge racing? If they cross the center line.
Grudge racing is no matter how Donald.
Is what?
I seen a guy cross the center line behind somebody and came back over and passed them.
And they won
the race.
Yeah, I've seen that too.
Yeah, but you're supposed to negotiate that before you race.
Yeah, that shit wouldn't happen on me.
As far as I'm concerned, if you cross center line, you lose. George, are we okay on that?
No, you're good, but what you got to do is whenever you lock in a race, you got to tell that person from the beginning.
Right.
Track rules.
Right.
If you cross the center line, if you hit the wall, you lose.
Right. Okay, so are we good on that?
Whoever you're racing, you got to lock it in with them.
Oh, ain't this
he
George?
Talking about you.
No, he ain't talking to me.
He's asking Big George, is he cool with those rules? So basically what he's saying is you're going by track rules.
Well, everybody knows
George rules.
Is a federal racer when he crossed the center line.
You got too much hair gel, Mike. Mike, you got too much gel in that hair. You're hallucinating again.
Hey, Trigger Rigger.
Huh?
Hey, Trigger Rigger.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me ask you something. Now, how would you consider a race getting started? The way I look at it is, if you're going to race somebody, right, you get up to two calls in the burnout box, one call breaks during the burnout. That's the start of a race, right?
Just like Kevin was saying, that's a part of your stipulation. If you don't stip that, then you can, kind of stretch that rule to say, well, the race ain't started. Some people go by, if you go through the water, that's start the race. Some people say once you stage, that's start the race. So you have to stip that.
I'll
get it again. You good.
As soon as you spend that time in that water, that's a race. That's the start of a race. Because you got to do your burnout to start the race. So I always consider that the start of the race. Your shit blow up or something happened in the water box, you done, or you got to pay the poker money or something.
In a minute.
Well, you had to discuss that before you get up in them. Why are you sitting in them lanes? You discuss that.
Right. You discuss that. You make sure you got everything. You got everything
so
settled.
When you get
you know
up in there, you know what's going on.
You know, because they got an hour breakdown rule. That's what they do over here. They get an hour. Some guys have stipulated an hour breakdown rule. I've seen guys go up to the water box, come out the water box, and all of a sudden something went. MSD went or something like that. As long as they didn't put that car in the beams. It's not a race. They got an hour to fix the car. That's what they call an hour breakdown rule. They'll get back and go get that car together. They can get it back up. Now they have to do the race. If they don't do the race, they lose the bag now.
Yeah.
That's how they used to do it up here. That's how they still do it up here.
Hey, no round there.
Uh-huh.
Look, I noticed last year when you come down with them 6-7 cars you had last year.
Yeah.
Bouncing them, say the parking place for you.
Huh?
Monster and them save the parking place for you?
Uh-huh.
That shit ain't going to happen. This is your parking down the edge of them woods down there with them 300 cars joking.
We're going to be bright. Look, we actually turned around came out on Friday. We might be testing on Friday. So if you want to come spy on us, come look.
Oh, shit, I'm going to have to get Daryl to get me a blacktop parking place there.
Yeah, he's going to bring 100 cars. Yeah, where you going to put them at?
That's what I'm saying.
Well, we're going to be there. I'm telling you, we're going to be there bright and early. I'm telling you that right now. We ain't going to wait no time. We're going to be there.
Yeah, they got to put their 100 cars outside the pump area.
Yeah, because probably about 7 of them will be showroom cars.
What do you say, showroom cars?
Yeah.
Nah, like, listen, I'm going to tell you right now. Some of them ain't that fast, but I tell you right now, they will run. I can tell you that off the bat. Everybody that's coming to try to play and do something. They're going to try to find somebody. Like I said, oh, you know what I also got? I got a big farm truck that I'm going to be bringing down there. Just the God honest truth. I got a four-wheel drive truck. Big 3500 series, I think it is.
It ain't red and white.
You
got
to see this truck.
Is it red and white?
No, all white.
All white.
She looked good like a farm truck. Got the cap on the back, everything. I ain't kidding you. Matter of fact, I'm going to put a picture up on one of the sites. Y'all just tell me what site to put it on. And I'm only going to run it to the 8 mile.
I already seen that truck. I tell you what you can do. You can bring that truck and leave all the rest of them at home.
You already seen the truck?
Yeah, I saw it on the internet.
Does it got a white cap on the back of it?
On the back of when he leave the cap of door open.
No, you talking about I know you're talking about that real one. That's a big
talking
block.
About
we, got a, we got a small block.
Okay.
We got a small block in house. We got a small block. I'm gonna tell you we coming out there to play. We coming
yeah,
out there
you
to
know,
play.
Yeah, but you know it's gonna take me about three and a half hours to get to the Capitol from where I am. I really don't wanna see no 15-second cars go down the track.
Listen. I don't wanna say that right now, but I'll get on there, I'll make you a personal bet how fast we'll go.
Hey Joe, Tricky Ricky got your number?
Tricky Ricky? Yeah, he has my number.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna get it for him. It's Kev from Detroit with the Vega. I'm gonna get with him and call you. I'm gonna call you later on today or tomorrow.
Okay, sound good.
Mom,
yeah,
is still on the line.
I'm here.
Okay, I just want to know you were still out there. You gonna have a nice day.
Ain't me, it's us. It's all of us. Racetrack, the racers. And them damn New Yorkers, New Jersey, hey, them boys calling from Philly, too. We got a big, big number of people calling from Philly.
Yep, that's all my boys there. JoJo, all of them coming. I didn't want to scare too many people off, you know. But they told
hey,
me they come.
Mom, have they put lights down at the end of that track?
We rent lights to go out there.
Okay, because I know the last time I was up there, there weren't no lights up there.
Yeah, they're gonna
run
a couple lights on the return road. Yes, they are.
Good. Hey, Monster, didn't Running Bad tell us don't go down there by the woods?
That's right. Cause I might hit you with my bare hands down there.
Hey, Jim. I think you better leave Running Bad alone. Everybody's been talking about this video, so you best just sit over there and be quiet, man, while you got a chance, all right?
Listen, we bringing something. Trust me, like I told you, you heard what Steph told you. Don't be surprised with walking that door.
Hey, Joe.
Uh-huh.
Miss Foxbody says she got your buddy on the other line.
Who's that?
Go ahead and open them up, Miss Foxbody.
Uh-oh.
Wolfpack, your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, fellas? It's Wolfpack. What's up, Joe?
What's going on, Calvin?
Yeah, your buddy on the line. Your buddy.
Say it again, Calvin. Say it again. Hey, I can talk to Calvin on the line, Joe.
That's right. Talk,
I can talk. Monster.
Say whatever you want to say, Monster. Say whatever you want to say. Hey, Joe. Hey, look, I got a question for you, man. You say you got a farm truck, man. We got one, too.
You got a farm truck, small block?
Yeah, we got small block.
Oh, yeah, we got the run there.
Yeah, we got the run.
Now, I'm not going to complain about tires because you say you got a four-wheel drive, so you can use all four of your tires. And I'm just going to use two, okay? It's going to be two against four, but I'm not going to complain. I ain't going to bitch about you using four tires in this race, okay?
No. It's a farm truck just like me, you know, the big old heavy ones. I'm telling you, when I'm saying farm truck, this is no lie. I'm going to put – they got scales there? I'm going to show you how much it weighs. You're going to have a heart attack.
All right, we got a farm truck, too. It, I ain't going to say it's as heavy as yours because the bumpers have fell off, Al.
Oh, we got everything on ours. I'm gonna show you the whole truck, okay? What we gonna do? Like go through the quarter?
Well, you said the eighth. I can do the eighth or the quarter. It don't matter.
Okay. It's a small block.
Okay, but I just want to let you know I only got a two wheel drive, and I'm not gonna complain about you using your four, okay? I ain't gonna bitch about the tire numbers. I ain't gonna say tire size, it's the tire number. You go ahead and use all four of them, all right? You wanna throw the spare in two? Five of them?
You gonna weigh like me the same way? Look, I don't even care. If you come close to 100 pounds, I'm going on you.
All right, well, I tell you what, even if I had to put a passenger in a seat or something or throw some brick, I bring a bale of hay on back of it. This is a farm truck. I throw a bale of hay on back and we get it on.
You sound like you're bringing a gutted out truck. We bring a whole truck. I'm talking about we're going to bring pies with it. We're going to get Monster one pie. Yeah. I hate to see a grown man crying, so might as well give him a pie while we're there. There ain't no corn up yet, so we got to wait. We got to give him just a pie.
Hey,
now, I kid you not. I'm going to put it on. You tell me what site to put it on. I'm going to send it to you.
I'm doing it on YouTube.
Huh?
Is it on YouTube?
No, the truck's not on YouTube. Look, the truck's sitting in the back of the farm, for real. We lost the track over here at West Hampton now. I think it's now 9 or 10 years, right at Long Island. That was the only track we had. And the truck been sitting up that long, and now the man heard that I was coming out there, going to do something in Maryland. He said he's going out there and going to crank up the truck. He said he's bringing the truck.
Well, bring
and
the
guy on his shoe, and he raced for money. He ain't played.
I'm going to try to find a bumper to put back on that truck. For some reason, we keep throwing them off. I wasn't supposed to tell you that.
Okay.
Don't put a bumper back on.
She's so gutted out, that's why. My truck ain't gutted. I'm going to take the whole Wolfpack. I'm going to put the whole Wolfpack team on the back of the truck and drive them over to the start line. That's how I'm going to do with this truck.
Let them all when you get at the starting line. I'm going to put them on the back of my truck and go through the quarter with them. That's the deal. Hey,
look,
Mom,
you put them on the back of that truck and ride to the quarter, you got to race anyway. I can't wait you're going. I'm coming. I'm racing.
Hey, Monster.
Go ahead, Kyle.
Hey, last week you had to get down on your knees. This week you at least get a spare tie.
You
moving
up. Damn pie. You hear me?
You moving up with Joe. I think things getting a little better.
Hey,
no,
Kyle, can you get to the important part with Joe for me?
What's that?
He forgot.
Can you get to the important part?
Well, is the important part? I'm going to beat him. I'm going to beat him.
Now the Camaro. The other Camaro.
Yeah, the Camaro. The small block Camaro, Joe. I got the small block Camaro. The only thing about it is tire. I can't get with you on a small tire. I don't have a small tire car.
Now you're going to bring a lightweight Camaro, that don't make no sense. Y'all trying to bring a gun to a knife fight.
Well, I figure I gave you the kick last time. You could at least give me a tire size.
Look,
I know
y'all call the ESPA on me or whatever, you know. I know I kicked that dog, but I ain't gonna kick it that hard. I'm gonna let you know right now. We come. I'm gonna come with something. I'm gonna oblige you some way, somehow. I don't care what it is. You might have to get Monster out of retirement. Might have to put him in the car, just so it'd be even.
Oh, I'd be glad to do that. I think Monster still got it. I know they called Monster a cheerleader last week. And I think that kind of like set in because I talked to Monster today, He sound anxious about showing the people he just ain't no cheerleader.
I'm gonna get him when he gets here too, Calvin. Well, I'll tell you, Calvin, I'm gonna talk about this Camaro. You show me the Camaro. If it's anywhere compatible where I think I can do it, I'm gonna do you too.
We're only doing it because you're on the flyer. You know, we don't want, you know, you always say we set you up over here in D.C. We just wanted to tell you up front what we're trying to do for the fans, you know? Because you got a fan base coming from New York.
I miss both of them.
You try to stack the deck. That's what you're trying to do right now.
Not really.
That's what you're trying to do.
You just told the man that grudge racers can lose and be friends afterwards. That's what you told the man, right?
Yeah, I did say that. Daddy?
Okay. That's all I need to say, Calvin. I ain't chilling no more.
That's right.
Hey, well, look, since there's a mix of people on the phone right now, I want to ask y'all a question because this is going to be a big thing on the 4th. Who do you think will win? Or who do you all have winning between J.C. and Chris Butler?
They running the quarter mile?
I don't know what the race is. I've just been told they supposed to race on the 4th.
I don't know.
I didn't know.
I haven't heard anything about that. It might be in the mix.
I think Merlin got to stick with the homeboy, ride or die, win or lose. I'm with Chris.
Yeah. Joe, we didn't ask you for your comment.
No, I'm still trying to think about this kid car that y'all trying to stick me on. Is it that blue Camaro? Quiet.
Blue.
Must be.
Yeah, blue.
Is it the blue one?
Yeah.
Then you gonna come with something like mine, a straight head.
Yeah, straight head.
Low deck block.
Yeah.
And you gonna have them big old tires. I'm gonna think about it tonight, and I'm gonna give you an answer in the morning.
Well, think about it between now and the 4th. But just on the 4th, just say yeah and let's race. How about that?
You can't put a smaller tire back on it. You know I'm only coming with a little 10-0 tire.
But it worked. It ain't the size. It worked.
Okay. Here we go. This is going to be something.
It worked against me the first time, so it should work again
Hold on. This is what we're going to do. Listen to this here. Now, nobody can say nothing better than this. Since I'm taking a chance of disadvantage because you're having a big tire, right? Would you do a New York rule how we used to do when we used to race on the street?
What was that?
Okay, say, for example, if I red light and you don't pass me at the quarter, it's a rerun. But if I red light and you still pass me, you won.
Hey, Mom.
You know what I'm saying? You ever heard red light get caught?
Yeah. I got to talk to Monster.
I ain't talking about a red light, you know what I'm saying? I ain't talking about like a red light, you know what I mean? No crap, you know, just jumping right out the tree. We can do a pro tree, right? And for example, if you red light,
put the game up,
and you just keep going through the quarter. Because if you get there first, then it's a rerun. Nobody gets paid. Now, if you red light and you get run over, you lose because you'd have lost anyhow. Now, is that fair?
That's fair.
No, that ain't fair.
Why it ain't fair?
Hey, Fred, you talking
just tell
about
me reason why
yesterday? This 2013.
Well, if it's 2013, it should be a fair race. Should be had both size tires. Both of us had the same size tires. But I'm just giving, since you give me a defense, I gotta try to leave out with you with them big tires. I'm willing to try something. I'm not even tubbed or nothing. And I'm only coming with a set of 29s on my car. What you come with?
Hey, but you know what? I could honestly tell you, if this was vice versa, you had the big tire and I had the small tire, it still would be a race. I wouldn't complain. I did it before and I'd do it again.
Well, you want me to bring you a
small tie? If you got a small tie that works, it don't matter what the other car has for a tie.
But I'm just saying, if I got to try to leave out there with a big tire car, I
got
to stand on it in order to get with y'all to leave out with some big tires.
Zero.
But you don't have no problem leaving. You left last time.
That's why I'm trying to tell you. If that's the case, I just want to do the red light rerun rule. That's all.
Oh, no. You got to break it to me again. I don't understand.
Okay. For
I'm
example,
slow.
Calvin. If you turn around, we get in the pro tree.
Right.
The lights come down. You happen to red light. You made it to the quarter first. Regardless, I don't care if it ain't about an inch apart. You mean it's a rerun. Nobody get paid. Now,
that's
if you turn around and you went and you got ran down, you lose. And the vice versa, same thing for me. Because I'm going to try to get out
like,
the gate.
Well,
I got to try to get out the gate with you.
Well, that ain't going to happen, Joe. I'm going to beat you off the tree regardless.
Well, that's the reason why I'm trying to tell you, because y'all got them big tires. That's the problem. Now, if you do that thing like that, you say you do like that, I'm willing to lock in.
Well, I don't know. I got to think about it and let you know tomorrow.
All right. Because I ought to let you know tonight.
That's after 4. What's that?
I would let you know tonight. I would say, let's do it.
That's after 4.
Ain't my type of race. But like I said, we're going to make something happen. So if that's the only way we're going to race, if that's the only way, then it is what it is.
Well, it ain't the only way. If you want me, I'll bring you a set of tires, same size as mine, and we go out there and we don't care.
All right, well, then give me the ones off your car. Don't bring me no...
You got
give me the ones. Take the ones off your car and give them to me. Don't bring me none of them ran down spare ones you might.
No, for real, you got it.
Matter of fact, I want the ones you had on there last year when we ran. I want them same set of tires because they work. They hook. I didn't see them spin.
All right, no problem.
You still got them ones?
They on the car now.
Wait a minute, Joe. Chicken Ricket.
Yeah.
Didn't we have a conversation about a week or so ago about tire size?
We sure did.
Yep.
Yeah.
But this
and,
man coming with, listen, this man coming with, this man coming with a gutted out car trying to race me. I'm coming with my same old stuff with the wiper blades on it and everything.
Yeah, but if you whipped him one time, only thing them tires are going to do is make his car that much heavier.
Yeah, but the thing is, it ain't the same. And look, it ain't the same. I didn't raise that car. That was the thing. He bringing something else to the shootout.
Oh.
He ain't bringing the same car. If he'd have brought that same car to the table, I'd knock his head off. I'd knock his head off running there.
If I had brought that same car to the table,
I believe you would have got reeled in this time.
If you put that small block in there the way you said, it's over. But if you go get that car back, that Nova's at, and you give me that same race, I would have to give you the same race. I would have to give you the same race.
I wish I could get that Nova back. I wish I had no solar now. I really do. But that's past tense. I'm trying to get down to you, Joe. I got another Nova.
Yeah.
Breaking news real quick. Nephew Pete says that Chris Butler and J.C. Richardson are racing the quarter mile.
Uh-oh.
And J.C. gonna gap Chris.
Hmm.
Well, I don't know about all that, Pete. He couldn't gap me, so I doubt he's going to gap Chris. But back to the program in session.
Oh, man.
Hey, Trent, you coming to radio like what happened to me in Texas, what happened to me in Tennessee when I was in the truck. And I heard storming all night. And I'm like, God damn, what the hell is going on? Next thing you know, my phone is sitting there, and I never had this ever happen before. It was a mercy, like, take cover. I'm like, what the hell? I jump up and look, and God knocking on my truck, come on. And if you're trying to make it home, you better get out of here now. They got a storm coming, so that's basically what you just did, huh, Rick?
Well,
breaking news.
I mean, it's always a storm brewing, you know what I mean? But it's like this because certain people don't do a whole lot of action, you know what I'm saying? They kind of think it's easy, you know what I mean? So I would assume that they, JC, and his cheerleader Pete, they would get the picture that, you know what I'm saying, just because you don't see a whole lot of action out of somebody, don't take them light.
Right. Well, you know, like I tell these guys with this grudge gang, everybody, you know, we, and like Monster said, we talked about the tire size last week, but it's like this. To me, it's a chess game. You make your move, I make my move. If we can't come along and get it right, then walk away and be done with it, you know? But, you know, some guys want to get on there and be, you SOB, you ain't this and you ain't that. But just like Joe was saying tonight, you know, it's you know, you got a small tire car and against a big target, but he said he ain't scared. You're going to see if they can make it right, they make it right, they're going to get down.
Yeah. Hey, running back, that guy that was on y'all call a week ago on a Wednesday, the boy that said he had the Mustang that was talking to Eric from Giganto Crew. Is he coming up here on the 4th?
I don't know.
You talking about?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about, but I don't know if he's coming up there on the 4th or not. But
Weeby.
He jumped
name, right?
On. He was talking to Giganto, and I don't know if he's coming up there or not. But I'm pretty sure he might.
Why you pull it off?
But I don't know if he really wants to mess with Giganto.
It's not all.
Man,
yeah,
it's just like last night we had our show and y'all boy Wicked Bird jumped on Giganto. And
Wicked Bird got the Thunderbird?
Yeah. And I don't think Wicked Bird want none of that.
I don't think you do either.
Yeah, he went as far to jump on Slim, but he wanted Slim called him a sidewalk sister because he want everything in the back.
Hey,
what did you say? He called him a sidewalk sissy?
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. He wanted to run everybody. He wanted to run everybody in the GRF, but he want everybody in GRF to get him. So, you know, we put up with him last night. Had a good time with him, but
didn't pull the ball off.
They supposed to be a race.
Pull it off.
Temp in Richmond at Bill Harris race. You want to
pull the other ball?
That damn running bear boy, you crazy? I call him a sidewalk sissy.
I didn't call him a sidewalk sissy. Slim called him a sidewalk sissy. You know.
So he'd be struggling.
What did he go at Giganto? Okay, what did he go at Giganto for as far as the race go?
He wanted to run Giganto head up.
Woo.
And I don't know, but he called Giganto's car. I mean, he called the man's name. So I figure he'd have seen the man car run or something.
And where was
right.
That?
That's right. Giganto was down in Fayetteville, and Wicked Bird came down to Fayetteville. So he seen Giganto make a pass.
Right.
But Wicked Bird.
He raced Tony, wasn't it? Wasn't Giganto, he was racing Tony Bynes?
No, not when we was down there that day.
Okay.
And Giganto made a pass, and I think he saw it. And he evidently, Styles, Wicked Bird didn't think too much of it. But see, you know, it is what it is, but he done jumped on a main man now.
Yeah, he jumped on a full grown man, didn't he?
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
So I'm trying to understand when did he jump on Giganto?
Last night.
On y'all conference call?
Yeah, on our conference call, yeah.
Oh, for real.
Yeah.
Hey, running back.
Yeah.
Look. If Wicked Bird can't take care of Giganto, we got something for his ass.
Well, I'm the wrong man for you to be talking. You need to talk to Giganto.
Oh, we want to. We tried to.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, who is this? Awesome.
It's Gene.
Just hush up, Gene.
Gene,
we're gonna go on his ass. We're gonna go on his ass.
Oh, I know that. I know that. And you, and when it happens, I know where my money going to.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but see, he don't want none of that.
I'm gonna have to back Wicked Bird up on this one. I'm in his corner on this one.
Hey, yeah, but Wicked Bird can't do nothing with the man.
Well, no, I don't know. I don't think he can either. But we're gonna have to make a little deal. If he gets by Wicked Bird, double or nothing, we're running.
Yeah. But
hey, well, now
like
look,
a,
y'all,
like
y'all cut me out because I know
I
wanted to run the man.
Yeah, but see, I know that Wicked Bird cannot beat the man, and I also know that you can. So you know, I know what the hell I've been around long enough to know what the hell I'm looking at.
Well, Styles, you know how he is. He don't mind racing. He'll jump on some things he probably should jump on.
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, he jumps on some things sometimes. He might not jump on, but. You know how it works out. It all plays out in the end.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But, you know,
now, what did Calvin do? He left here?
No,
uh-huh.
He's still here.
Calvin gone?
No, I ain't gone nowhere.
Calvin, you know what I heard?
Yeah.
Now, you saw that car, the Big Mark, didn't you?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, he got a nice-sized small block in there.
How you know?
Hey.
Hey,
word gets around fast when you're running good.
I don't think he's running that good. If I had my small block in there, that'd be different. That's his whole setup. I mean, all I did was give him a set of wheels rolling. I actually don't even know where he go. I seen the car run, but hey, I don't know.
So you saying he's put his motor in there. You saw him rolling car.
Yeah, yep. It's all
okay. No, I just know he had a nice little motor in there. Supposed to be a nice piece in there. Nice small block.
I mean, I could call him up. He might let me hold the car back.
Get on.
There you go. Running there. Hey, don't that sound like a race to you?
What was that now?
He just told me, he said if he had that note with a small block, he'd run me, right?
Yeah, but he ain't got it no more. He done stole it, so he can forget that one.
But that man got it. And he run. He got a good small block in there.
Yeah, but he ain't got the small block I would have in there.
Okay, all right. Just making sure.
Joe, you throwing it out there, but I'm gonna get you.
You know,
I'm gonna put it in front of you this time. I promise you that.
You gonna be in front of me
this time? Yes, sir.
You gonna be in front of me, huh?
I'm gonna be in front of you this time.
I think you said that last time.
I think we both said that, but you know how racing goes. Somebody wins, somebody lose.
Yes, sir. My wife got a new pair of shoes after that.
Well, that's why you bring them with you this time. Size 11. Because I'm going home with a new pair of shoes, size 11.
Oh, man. I swear I wish you could have that Nova back out there. I got to prove. I'm hoping to at least go back out there one more time just to see if luck can strike twice.
Man, you know what? Last week, I had people text me, told me I could actually borrow their car to beat you. If by some chance I get a text from Mark tonight or any time between now and the 4th saying I can get his car to beat you, Joe, it's going to happen.
Uh-oh, he might text you right now.
He might. Matter of fact, I'm going to text him. I'm going to call him. I'm going to call him. Because you have the trouble, you get it.
Okay.
Man, you know a lot up there in Long Island. You must not be that far away.
Listen, I'm going to tell you. Like I said, look, I heard running there knocked a man off the other day.
Yeah, we
I
were
guess
just talking about
that. I wasn't
supposed
to hear that one either, right?
At the beginning of the show. We were just talking about that at the beginning of the show.
Yeah. You know, I heard about it. Everybody, word get around fast, boy.
Hey, y'all guys up there in Maryland, y'all know a little short guy named Craig Jordan?
Yeah.
I'm looking at my Facebook page right now, and
If any of y'all know him, he still got that little square Nova.
Yeah, I
y'all
do.
Please, just please tell him that I, the running bear, want a piece of that ass.
So running bear, you trying to say down his ass you go, huh?
I'm on.
So what now?
You trying to say, are you saying that down his ass you go, huh?
Four. That's right. That's right. You know, he a non-believer, and I wanted to make him believe.
Hey, come on in 15 minutes.
You gonna make him believe you or believe in Jesus?
I'm gonna make him believe in me. Hey, Trigger Riggy.
Uh huh.
You said in the beginning of the show you didn't know how old I was, and I'm gonna tell you, I'm 57 years old. I retired when I was 52, and I ain't got nothing else to do but race.
Where'd you retire from, Running Bear?
I retired from Philip Morris for 30 years.
Great, good. That's a blessing. That's a blessing.
Yes, sir. Yeah, so, you know, it's when somebody called me, I'm not the kind of guy that like to go to the track and run two or three races. Now, if somebody called me, when I go to the track, that's what I'm focused on. So, and when I'm focused on, when I put my bees on you, look out.
You sure put some bees on him.
Yeah, you know, he wearing me on. I'm around here trying to get my Christmas on, and they wearing me about racing. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this. Has he called you since that race?
No.
Hey, Running Bear.
What he did do, though, I'm looking at my Facebook page, and he tagged the video and put it on himself.
Hey, Running Bear.
Oh. Yeah.
There's a boy out of Memphis who got a small block, Monte Carlo.
Uh-huh.
I think BET Live put the video up.
Let's see.
That'd be a good race for you right there.
Yeah, I don't mind. I love a good race. And if I think it's fair, then I'll race you. I don't care whether you got a big block or a small block. And believe me, I know how to stay in my lane.
Yes, sir.
I'm not going to step out of my lane, you know. But if I get the right race, you know, for my – because, like I said, I just got a little small block. It's an 18-degree small block. That's all I get. And –
you ain't got to worry about that. You got a small block. That's it.
That's right. You know, and it works.
Know what it is? It's a small block.
Yeah.
You know, we know Long Island Joe got a big small block.
There's the thing now. Everybody think I got this. Calvin can tell you. I got a regular size block. I mean, no dark block, no nothing.
You got a stock block.
I got a GM Bowtie 350 block.
Okay. That's a better block. Not a start.
I was in a better block. You only could go but so big.
Right. You right, son. You right.
I got a small motor. I always pulled the revs in my car. I never did have a big motor. Never had nothing big. I always just revved them. That's all I did.
You got nice.
You told me
a nice pan. You got nice pan on it, though.
Huh?
You got nice old pan on that motor.
No, I don't. You know what? You want to tell what the oil pan is? Because the Vega only can reach so much in to get inside there.
Right.
That's what I had
own
to get
the Vega, so you can only you can only get the Moroso one in there if you got the stock A-arm, but the stock crossbar in it.
Everybody knew when I went out there, I broke the front end on the car one day. All right?
Mm-hmm.
It smashed against the oil pan.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I bought an oil pan for $150 from Rich from Philly. He had a front for a Vega, and that's how I bought it. I didn't even buy a new oil pan. I just put it right on, so I'm coming right back out. I didn't waste no time. I don't even have plates on my motor for the headers. The headers bolt right to the head. So that's what got a motor I got. I'll tell you that right now.
Hey, Joe,
I still got everything in there. You know how everybody else will take everything out, the front end, because it's
right.
200 pounds if you take the metal around the inner fender well? All that metal's still in there, plus the wipers in it.
See, the only thing, mine is like that. I took the wiper motor out because, you know, and took the windshield wipers off of it, but that's, you know, that's it. Mine is basically, no, basically mine is stock front end of mine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and only thing I did was bought the Moroso pan for it. I had bought a pan from a guy out of there called, I think it's PA Racing out of Jersey or East Coast. And what happened was when I put the motor in the car, it was a mushroom pan. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I put the headers on there. The motor went down in there.
But we're hitting the pan.
It was hitting the pan, right. See, you're a Vega guy. You know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up having to buy another pan from Moroso, you know, to get it to go in there, you know. And I gave that pan away to a friend of mine. I was like, hey, man, shit, just give me $50 for it. And I paid, you know, about $150 for it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, a lot of these guys think, you know, with these Vegas, you know, a lot of people, they got popular again. You know, people are buying them up. I mean, you go in Ohio, these guys buying them up. They buying.
You know
them
anybody
up.
Want a bad one? I got the one that I had. Well, it's not a Vega. It's a Pontiac Astra. It looks just like the Vega, and it's back half and it was set up for a small block, and I got rid of it. Oh, I didn't get rid of it. I still got it, but I took everything out and put it in my Camaro.
Right.
I still got the Vega, and if anybody, it should be online somewhere.
But what made you get rid of it? I mean, a lot of people told me, you know, my car would never do what it did. I mean, but my car's on a 26-inch tall tire. Yours is on a 28.
Yeah, my mine was on 31.
Oh, you had 31.
And then when I built my car, they told me my car would never, the best my car was going to go was some 930s. I showed them different. And the only reason I got rid of it is because the little small block I got, I was about to hurt myself with it in that car. And believe me, it was running deep in the eights.
Oh, I believe that. But you was probably going a quarter mile. You know, if you'd have backed that car back to the eights, nobody would have messed with you.
Then nobody would have messed with me either way.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, people don't realize these Vegas, which I've learned with mine. I'd rather, you know, I love quarter mile, I always race quarter mile, but I'd rather back it down to eighth mile because those Vegas, I mean, they're hard to drive once you get past the eighth mile.
Miles, I'm going to tell you, I couldn't believe it because everybody told me the short wheelbase car was hard. Mine wasn't. Once it set the wheels back down, it was good. It just rode just as good as anything else. The only reason I got rid of this car is because I really wanted to turn this small block up and let her run. And I couldn't do it in that car and leave out the gate with it. But I finally got it so I could, I got the wheel bar set so the car basically stayed on the ground, maybe a foot off the ground when it leaves. And that's when it really started running. And
mine pick it up like 2.5-3 feet. It don't matter to me, but many people, I don't give a damn. When they leave, I like when they leave like that.
Yeah, if you leave on me like that, I'm going to tell you I'm going to run for money.
Well, you know, you got a big time.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know.
Barry, you mean, you're right. But I'm just saying, you know, like we always say, we ain't going to start that tie or something there. But, you know, one day I come out your neighborhood, you come my neighborhood, you know, we work out something, we going to do something.
I mean, you know, if my Vega, once I got that thing to leave and keep them tires down close to the ground in the front, I'm going to tell you. Oh, it was something to see, cause I used to ride them 4 foot in the air too, and I thought that shit was fun, you know, until it started going toward the. Every time I turned that trans brake loose, I didn't know which way it was going. But it was a good car. It's still a good car, and I'm thinking about it. Nobody don't buy it. I'm gonna put it back on this track. Cause I got a couple of small blocks that I can put in it.
Damn, running bear, that's the way you do it. Set up for an 8th mile car.
Yeah.
You know, just make it an 8th mile car. I mean, that's just me personally. I mean, Joe, and he, you know, he's had his Vega probably longer than all of us have. I mean, I've been watching Joe for years, you know. I mean, Joe is one of the legends that own Vegas. I mean, he knows how to make them work. You know, a lot of guys that own Vegas, they come to me. But, you know, I've been down to Ohio. I've been to Tennessee with my car. I've been out to Indiana with it. Different places, you know, and you know, like I tell these guys here, I just don't go, you know, before this Grudge Inc. thing started, and, you know, NGR started, you know, I used to just go to tracks, you know, be like, fuck it, man. I'm going to put the car in trailer this weekend. I'm going, you know.
Right, right.
I pull up the guy with bracket race. He's like, man, what that little car do? Duh. No, I don't know. I don't know what it do. It depends on how much money you got, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have Leon to call the show?
You know what? Leon called me last night. When I was in coming out of Texas last night, he called me last night. I can get Leon. Let me see. Do you need to get him
last night? Because he called earlier, and then I guess he got off or something.
What time is it? He's like,
I got something in the works. Trying to get out there, but don't nobody want me to say whether I'm gonna show up or not.
Right, right. That's one of the best things to do. That's how I am. Sometimes I like show. I know June 15th we got a race out there. Martin, Michigan is one of the best tracks you can ever go to. Just like Capitol, I mean, state art track. Everybody will be there. If you guys are interested, June 15th, they said it's Father's Day weekend at Martin, Michigan, 131. So you got to look up on the internet, you know, get the address and, you know, the GPS or whatever. But that is one hell of a track. They got, I would say that the shutdown is just as long. Shutdown is about a quarter of a mile.
Yeah, that's plenty good to shut down.
They do all the ADR races there, so you know they prep it real good. They have a good time. You guys come, you want to stay overnight, you can stay overnight there. They're gonna have security, you know. But I'm trying to come out to you guys on the 4th, you know, nay or yea if I bring the car or not. I just want to come out and socialize and, you know, meet everybody and have a good time. You know, I mean. A lot of these guys want to, you know, argue with you about racing and stuff like that. You know, I have no problem with that to a certain extent. But then, you know, I want to come out. If I bring my car out there, you know, me and Joe or Running Bear can do something. Let's have some fun. You know, we didn't have to go for a lot of money. Let's have a good time. You know, do it for the fans.
Yeah.
And what you running on, motor or juice?
I'm on motor.
On motor? Okay.
Hey, look, when we go over to Capitol on the 4th, I know the last time I was up there, I stayed overnight. Are they going to allow us to stay overnight on the premises? I know, but they turned the lights out on, I had, but.
Oh, yeah,
lights off.
You know what? I don't have a problem with track
cutting
lights.
They going to turn off the lights on you.
But you know what, man? A lot of us, what we could do is say, for instance, you know, I'm coming out, and you know, Tricky Ricky and Long Island Joe and Running Bear there. And you said, well, we climb, but we're going to stay and cut the lights off, you know. And I said, man, let's chip and get some wood, do a bonfire, sit around, you know, chill out at night and whatever. I don't mind sending money out, you know, to get the wood there, you know, and have
right.
a good time, you know. I want to see people come together, not I want to see us come together, not divide, you know.
Yeah, because I don't want to drive that far and then race, then I got to turn around and drive all the way back. I want to drive
right.
my camper up there and I wanted to stay overnight. Then, the next morning, I can get up and leave and do whatever I want to do. You know.
Right, right. And a good thing to do too that we had started a couple of years ago when Nate Perch used to come here. What we would do is we stayed that night. We had a bonfire. Everybody after the race, everybody get together and they got time to talk to people and everything. Then the next morning, we leave Mine and Dragway. We would go to meet up at the street. And we all go to breakfast. And everybody be in there, you know, socializing. You know, everybody, okay, I'll see you later, man. You know, everybody have a safe trip home. You know. And this is what it's all about. You know, a lot of guys are taking this stuff a little bit past what it should be. You know, if you're a real racer, you don't mind taking an ass whooping. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can't beat everybody, and I'm hoping everybody thinks they can beat everybody either. But, you know, let's just come together and have a good time. That's my main purpose, you know. I don't come out to the world with nobody on the East Coast.
Running Bear, just to comment on that, this is a Saturday race. I don't know if Capitol has something on a Sunday. If they don't, they normally close on a Sunday.
Right.
But I'll talk to the owner tomorrow and ask that question.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
You know, and the best, like I said, 131, we asked them, so look, we got people coming traveling. Some people, you know, are going to go to motels and some are not. But can we have that authority to say, hey, can you guys stay tonight? Because we would rather for you to stay tonight and have a good time and get you at least a couple hours of sleep and get up and go on the road, you know. And for some of you guys who do travel or who want to travel, I'm going to give you a scenario. I drive truck for a living, right? You can stop at any truck stop. It costs you $5. You take a shower, and they're real nice. But don't ever think, you know, on the way home, you know, you're funky and, you know, you want to take a bath or like that. You know, I'm just giving you guys, you know, you can always stop at one of those truck stops. They charge you $5 to take a hot shower, change your clothes, and be on your merry way home. Yeah, we got some tracks, too, that got showers. But I'm just giving you guys a scenario. You know, if you do want to stay, and I just one of those guys, I'm staying with my car. I'm not going to a motel. I'm staying with my car all night.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, that's right.
Well, I know they're supposed to have security that night so you can leave the cars there. I know.
Well, yeah,
you know,
you got security. Don't get me wrong. You got security, but I just one of them people, I can't leave my baby, you know.
Mm-hmm. No. I mean, at the track, I know he was definitely had already said that he's going to have some security at the track. So if anybody decide they want to, you know, leave their cars, so well, I guess we'll find out about it, you know.
Right.
Hey, is Monster still on the line? Monster still there? Yes, not.
Monster,
all right, guys. Well, it's 10:30. We 30 minutes past. Hey, Aiden, get your juice. We 30 minutes past the show time, and I don't know if it's gonna cut off at any given time or not. So I'd like to end the show before that happens. I appreciate everybody calling in, chipping in on the topic, and getting what you got on your chest off. Now we're starting to get back into the rhythm that we had last year.
Hey,
for those that don't know, well, nobody knows, really. But the show was full today, so.
Good show.
Yeah, it was a good show.
And Saturday night, if you guys want to call in Saturday night, we have a show on Saturday night. Number is
3. Hold on with that number. Let me find me. Oh, I got some. Go ahead.
It's 347-215-9989. Please call in. We have a good time. It starts at 10 p.m. every Saturday night. It's a California show, East Coast show.
Okay.
So if you guys want to call in and, you know, and listen, have a good time, or, you know, Joe, you want to get on there? We got a guy from California. He's got a Vega. You know, he like to come out, too, June 15th in California out to Martin, Michigan.
Okay.
So, you know, if you guys can't make it to race, you know, like I said, you know, at least try to come out and support each other. You know, just load up, get a couple guys to ride in the car and come on out and support, you know, support each other.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I don't mind supporting anybody, you know. You turn around, but then you got something that they don't want to cut, don't you? You know, it's sad. You know, everybody should be up there pulling together. You do have a lot of guys out there like that.
Yeah, Joe, but you know, you've been racing for a long time,
mm-hmm.
and you probably just like me. They're going to always be out there.
You know, the worst part is I don't want to call out nobody's name, but I'm probably going to have to put it online pretty soon because I had to get one of the promoters out of trouble, and I lent him some money, and it was over a year ago. And meanwhile, he out there doing all his stuff and making money, sending money here and there, and they ain't never sent me nothing back. Now, I'm already told him this is it. He don't have my money here. By the end of the week, I might have to put him on blast.
You might have to put him on blast.
Call him Saturday night. So we'll know not to promote his race, or not. More let's say promote race, but you know, hey, the guy ain't doing right. We ain't gonna show through his races.
Yeah, he had in trouble. Oh, I can't get nobody to help me, and I've got this here race going on, and I nearly need the money. No problem here, okay?
Right.
I just met you, not that long, but I don't mind helping somebody. That's how I look at it.
Exactly.
Well, you try to help another one out, and then he turned around and did you that way. That's bad business. And that's what I hate to say with a lot of promoters that turn around and cut. They don't want to, instead of helping each other, I'll go to your show, you go to my show. They don't want to do that.
Mm-mm.
And then
you leave a bad taste
with somebody.
Right, and it's happening everywhere. But you know what? I look at it this way. Us guys who are truly racers, who truly race, who love the sport, not for the money, we're going to support that person, you know. And I already told her, I said, man, I'm going to come out. you know, I'm gonna bring the car, or if I don't bring it, I'm gonna be there, you know.
Oh yeah, I mean, but you only can help a certain amount of people. Like I said, I got burnt twice with something like that, but you know, you don't get burnt third time. But I said, you know, my wife said something to me. You shouldn't have gave it to her the first place.
Yeah.
I said, you know what? I'm gonna turn around. I'm gonna put him on blast. I'm gonna give him
until
the end of the week.
You know what?
He don't come through. That's been over a year now. That's not good. That's bad business.
Yeah. Well, what you do is, you know, I go on the fact of three strikes you out, you know, and I'm united. I'm a united racer, you know, and I want to come out and enjoy everybody, you know, small black P, all you guys on the East Coast, I want to come have a good time with y'all and hope y'all come out one day and have a good time with us. But, you know, I'm not gonna stop because a couple guys over here said, well, I'm not going to go. It's too far to drive. Well, people got to realize grudge racing is just not something that's scheduled every weekend. You know, it's scheduled wherever it's got to go. So, you know, try to attend a guy's race, you know, not just go down south. Not just going to West Coast, to East Coast, just, you know, a couple guys, you know what I'm saying? You know, some guys do this. Well, you know, say for instance, you guys got a race schedule on the phone.
Hey, Kevin, I don't mean to cut you off. My phone is starting to beep now. It's about to cut off.
Okay.
Like I said, we over time. I really don't mean to cut y'all off, but if I don't, my shit going to cut off.
Okay.
And I don't know when the show going to cut off. So I don't want to cut off on nobody, but... Joe, if you don't get your dues, then like you said, call in Saturday and put it on blast and come back next week and, you know, put it on blast again. And
me and Rick, we're working together, so you guys can call in at his show every Thursday night, and then we got the show on Saturday night. So, you know, please attend it. And like I said, you know, we're not really trying to badger nobody, but if it comes where it has to go, you know.
Yeah, right is right, wrong is wrong.
Right. That is
true. I don't mind helping anybody,
another thing,
whatever I can do.
Another thing I want to say to you guys, too, man, you guys really say Cookie Ricky, man. He guys understand what it takes to put on the show, you know. I had a show on Saturday night, man. I had a lady cuss me out. Well, let's go out, you know. Well, baby, you know I got this show, you know. Now I've been doing it for the last 8 months, you know, and I want to give out to Rick, man. It takes a lot out of you. To be on this show when it's scheduled to do it. So, Rick, I want to thank you, man, for you know, hanging in there and keep doing what you're doing, brother.
Well,
you're doing a great job.
I appreciate everybody that call in and, you know, support the show because I can start it, but without y'all, it is no show. So, you know, the listening audience got more to do with it than I do.
Right, and listen to the man. I mean, his child is with him right now, and he's still doing the show. So, you know, that's, you know, it takes a lot for him to do this.
And he get ready. If he could, he'd like to curse me out because his show about to come on, and he want my undivided attention.
Yeah, and that's what you need to do.
Yeah,
and
I'm
let
telling
him know
how you coming on. See,
and let him know he can get on the show anytime and say, hey, my daddy the man.
All right, well, until next week, man, everybody enjoy their weekend and time at the track, and we're going to come back next Thursday and chop it up again. I think of some creative topic that's going to grab everybody's attention again that's going on in the area. So,
and Joe, and Rick, congratulations, man. Sold out show, man. Congratulations.
Thank you. And now I'm supposed to give Long Island Joe your number.
Yeah, you can get my number or I can get his number. I'll call you tonight, but you with your son, so I'll call you in the morning, Rick.
Okay.
Okay,
everybody take it easy.
Whatever you want to do.
I appreciate the Miss Foxbody for taking her time out to run the show, even though
we need to thank Miss Foxbody.
Jay Barnes and Grudge Inc. for the show.
Yes, sir.
And most of all, the listening audience and the racers. So I'll see everybody again next Thursday. Good night.
All right, good night.
Yeah.